Want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, how are you doing? Good morning to you, and how's everything?
I'm a little sad tonight, Seth. I have the radio on.
Oh, boy, and you got me. This is great. Are you feeling any better?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better.
That's good. That's anything I can do for you.
Yeah, I'm a little sad. My friend Mike can't get a date, and I feel bad for him because he's a really nice guy.
Nice guy. Nice.
Yeah, he was at a Maxim party last week, and he tried to give one of the models a Roman helmet, and it didn't go over well.
I see. Well, thank you for calling. Listen. Whatever your friend is doing, make sure that he does it safely. Safely.
The Don and Mike 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 comes from the good folks at Farish Jeep of Fairfax Circle. Stop by 9610 Lee Highway in Fairfax, Virginia, or check out www.thenumber4farish.com. You'll be glad you did.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
And ladies and gentlemen,
oh, no, they're back.
Hey!
What the hell are they doing in here? I thought they were gone forever.
Oh, they've just come back to introduce Bob Barker.
Was on the championship basketball team in the Special Olympics, and he presented me with his medal. Yes, as my thank you, I am honored. Now, who's our next player, Burton?
You know, since they're here, I hope they can make it to the Christmas party.
Oh, no.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Morale. And all the ships at sea. As inseparable as the cups on Jack Osborne's brassiere,
yeah.
It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Robbie. And hi. Thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Wednesday. December 10th.
Right.
And it's a national, regional, syndicated, coast-to-coast kind of show. You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada. Very confusing. Can't use 877 there.
I'll never understand why.
So from Canada, you can call us at 800-636-1067. And WJFK-FM, Washington, D.C. That's our home station. You can call 202-432-1067. I don't even know where the tape is that says who he, so I'll just say who he. There it is, Rob, right there. Yeah. Yeah. There it is, all the way on the bottom of the stack.
Who he?
Well, there it is.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Harry.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, Rob!
Shut up! Did you wash the ass today?
Well, hold on, yeah.
Someone called for a doctor?
I did. I did vigorously today.
Called for a doctor?
No, I washed my ass vigorously today.
And I did call for a doctor today.
While you were washing your ass?
Battling the flu, and I'm telling you, in the words of Bob Hope, I'm winning.
Feeling better?
I'm winning. No, but I'm winning. But I'm winning. I'm winning the battle. The only... The only sign that you're going to
get... Joe, I need more of that stuff.
The only sign that you're going to get that I've got the flu today are these incredibly, horribly chapped lips.
Do you have chapstick?
I've got Blistex.
Now, see, some people like Blistex, some people like chapstick.
I like Blistex, but I knew it was bad. You know, you can feel it. It's an awful feeling when you rub your tongue over your lips, you go... and you can just feel the cracks.
Feel the dry cracking.
Then you go and you look and your lips splitting.
And pounding.
Gigantic sections of lip juice being exposed. Looks like a prostitute's private area.
Joe, get me some of the airborne.
Awfully infected, flaking, skin falling off. Pulling of skin off dried lips, leading to blood.
Hands trembling.
No, it's a chapped lip.
Bowels releasing. I noticed
before the show they were rough.
I got chapped
lips. I can't tell from over here. They look actually rosy.
Chapped lips. Other than that...
I don't see the blood when
fine.
We kiss.
Listen, here's two radio things. I'm listening to the radio on my way to work today, and what the hell? Today's the last day of the ratings thing anyway. Right? A lot of people don't know this, that for the next 3 weeks, there's no ratings.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I mean, a lot of people don't know. Yeah, right, Rob. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
That for 3 weeks, is like no ratings. So go crazy. You know, just listen to whatever you want to.
Yeah. After today.
Experiment. Because they don't keep track after today. There's two or three times a year where there's just nothing. So I'm listening today, and I just wanted to say, I did listen. These are now serious observations. I'm not goofing here.
Okay.
I listened to Rush Limbaugh today, and here is my serious take on him is that he's a disc jockey, like I've said all along, and now...
He's a DJ with an act.
Now that he can't talk about baby blues, Wilma, cabbage. When I listened to him, there was a little bit of chat about Howard Dean, you know, which is just the standard left-wing stuff. But then it was arguing with women, you know, getting back to the whole, if you remember his shtick, it was the feminazi stuff.
Yes.
And then what I consider to be the crowning moment, and let me just say it's great to welcome Rush Limbaugh into the family. To hear him use the words repeatedly, testicle.
Was he trying to be a shock jock?
And damn.
Wow.
Yeah, now listen, this is this is highly calculated.
Oh yeah.
And it's a good move. I'm telling you, if I'm him, if I'm busted with 300,000 of baby blues,
right?
And you know, I come on and I say I got to reinvent myself, but I've reinvented myself so many times.
Do you really think he's reinventing himself?
Yeah, but he's run out of reinvention, so now he's going back to one that worked before.
Bad boy again.
Which was arguing with women. Mm-hmm. However, this is an area where he's never been, because all he's doing is saying the word testicle.
Testicle.
And he has,
now, we get in trouble by saying that on our show?
No, we won't. And he has some outraged, and for all I know, it's a phony call, but allegedly an outraged Hausfrau from Omaha who's saying, you're so much better than this Rush. And he's saying, well, I want to just say you're nuts. Testicle. Which
sound like he might be losing it.
Which do you think is worse, the word damn or the word testicle?
Wow.
Heard it today.
That doesn't sound like him.
Heard it today.
Now, we found out when all this stuff went down that he sometimes does his show from his home in Florida. Do you get the impression he might be
in bed,
wearing his robe and just calling women nuts?
Anyway.
5 day growth of beard.
Testicle! Anyway, I'm not lying.
Wow.
That's what I heard today.
Ass cheese building up.
Welcome.
Yeah.
This is where we ended up too, Rush. It's a pretty
good... Yeah, but we never took the journey he took.
No, but, we've ended up in the same place. It won't be long before he's watching fat chick videos on his show. Fat chick pornos.
That'll be great.
Like we're going to be watching today. And then I have to mention Bill O'Reilly, fake newsman Bill O'Reilly, who I listened to here on WJFK briefly coming in after I listened to Rush Limbaugh. I just want to say this about Bill O'Reilly, that he's another guy who I believe has really embraced radio for all of the wrong reasons. And his show, the No Spin Zone, is that what they call it?
Right, yeah. Right.
Well, it should be called not a no whore spin zone, because he's a whore, because I'm listening to the show, and I'm hearing him come in and out of commercial breaks. And now, this is not stuff that's bought and paid for. This is stuff that when they come back on and they go, and now, the man who speaks the truth, you know, Bill O'Reilly. And the first thing he says is, hey, now listen, don't forget, folks, only 2 weeks until Christmas. Only 2 weeks until Christmas Eve. Don't you really want your Bill O'Reilly floor mat?
Mm.
Don't you really want these beautiful new crystal pendants that we have? Don't you really want the desk set, the Bill O'Reilly desk set?
He's well compensated, isn't he?
Yeah. This is what I don't get.
It's never enough.
Don't you want the premium membership in the .com club and don't forget autographed copies of my best? I mean, it's like Jesus Christ, you're on television. You've lucked into this radio gig. Mm-hmm. You're one of these schmucks that writes a book, and every idiot in America buys it.
He's really selling crap?
I mean, Buzz,
yeah, from his own show.
Go to BillO'Reilly.com.
Good idea.
See what he's selling. And Mike, I'm telling you.
No, I've heard it too. I think it's going to be amazing if we really itemize, because I think he sells a lot of crap.
This is going to blow you away, because this is one of the big complaints we've had with the DJ Brotherhood for such a long time.
Right.
And anyway, welcoming in today two members to the DJ Brotherhood, Rush Limbaugh, who, of course, has always been a member. He's always been a DJ.
Yes, and Bill O'Reilly, who always belonged here also.
Yeah, right. And now Rush is embracing our language, you know. And incidentally, yes, Rush, this is the lowest level. You can't go any lower than this in radio.
I mean, as far as show business, you've got circus clowns and, I believe, birthday party magicians.
Nah, but if you're to the point where on your show...
But then that whole Cirque du Soleil came along, yeah, and they kind of passed us.
Here's the thing.
Pisses me off.
It's like, you know how some, they say beer is... Buzz, help me out on this. Right. What is the word they use to say from beer to pot? And then from pot to...
It's a stepping stone, a gateway drug, gateway drug.
Let me just say, you're doing a radio show where you're supposed to be talking about politics and junk like that, and all of a sudden you find yourself, because of a scandal, you're backed into a corner, and you're having now...
You're saying testicle and damn.
And your show, you're actually doing an entire segment arguing with a woman, asking her which is worse, to say testicle or damn. Let me say, Rush.
Shocking.
Let me just say... That is, you've entered the gateway.
Mm-hmm.
So now, because I know that you're a radio pro, I mean that about Rush Limbaugh. I think it's all fake what he says, but I think he's a dynamic radio personality. I've always thought that. I urge him to just take the 12 steps out of the way.
Get right to our level?
Get right down. Come right
down. Get right to having a guy hang a crab from his sack?
Yeah. Yeah, do it.
Dive into our world.
Do it. Get the people on the air that generate true excitement. Say the words that the people really want to hear.
I thought you were kidding about the doormat. He really has a doormat.
All right, let's now... And keep in mind, this is on the show that this guy's doing.
Uh-huh. What's it like, a Hillary doormat? No, it's a Bill's Spin Stops Here doormat.
Listen to this, and you got to understand... This is not time that this dick is paying for.
Right.
This is out of commercial stop sets.
Right.
I mean, they're coming out of the stop sets. They're coming back onto the network.
What? I mean, seriously, what's the guy pulling down in salaries, making more money than Jesus?
Oh, tons.
And the first thing he starts talking about is, hey, don't forget, Christmas Eve is 2 years from 2 weeks from today. And gosh, wouldn't that special someone really want the pen and pencil set?
Not to play devil's advocate, but what if all of a sudden you manufactured yourself as a really smart guy who knew everything and people started to buy it? Wouldn't you make hay while the sun shines?
Well, you know, and sometimes we always have to be careful here, because sometimes it's going to be a little foundation. It is not.
Yeah. Buzz?
He's got the radio show, the TV show, he's got the book, and now he's got at his website, it's the Bill O'Reilly Christmas Store, by the way. If you click on that, you get the organizer briefcase, if you like, the collectible paperweight.
This is the junk I was hearing him hawk today.
Right. The aforementioned doormat, the Bill O'Reilly pen, the Bill O'Reilly license plate frame.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, his book. And I see also...
This man is a hooah!
A hooah!
You're a hooah!
Hey, Bill O'Reilly!
The tote bag.
Stand out on the corner, get on your knees,
you hooah!
And suck some D's!
The hat and the commuter cup, and a cup, rather, and of course you can buy a membership. a premium membership.
Oh, my God.
To be part of BillO'Reilly.com.
What kind of hat is it? Is it like a baseball hat or a top hat or a wizard's hat?
I see a couple of baseball caps. He's got two of them.
Buzz, tell me about
T-shirts.
Jesus. Tell me about the pen. That's the item that I'm thinking.
Well, that's the Bill O'Reilly no-spin pen, the spin-stops-here pen.
How much?
Let's see. It's a Schaefer ballpoint black ink with gift box. $20.
$20 for a $5 pen.
$20.
Okay. Mouse pads. It goes on. T-shirt.
How much are the mouse pads?
Maybe the best part, I think, the gift certificate. Give the gift that shows
sure.
you care, and that's the Bill O'Reilly
gift
certificate.
How much is the mouse pad?
The mouse pad. Let me back up. I was just looking at the T-shirts, and the mouse pad is... It's $12.
$12
for a piece of plastic.
Anyway, all I know is that there's a way to handle that. If you're going to lower yourself to that level where you're going to sell junk to people and do it in the context of the radio show, you just make a quick mention. You say, hey, listen, if you want to buy some junk, go to the website. The junk is there.
Right.
That's how you do it. You know, we don't choose to sell junk like that, so we can stand up on top of this mountain and scream all we like. I'll tell you, if you want to do it like another guy I listen to, Jim Rome.
Uh-huh.
Do it like he does.
What's he do?
He just says, I've got a lot of gear. Go to the website to buy gear.
There you go.
Right.
You know, so that's it. He doesn't schmuck it up by...
Tell you, it's one thing to sell it. It's another thing to get on and say... Hey, it's you know Christmas is just around the corner.
Yeah, I mean it's
like a door to door sales.
He's doing like a Vermont teddy bear commercial for his own stuff when he should be doing content.
To expand on something Rob said, you know he needs to do this before everybody wises up.
Right.
But the problem is that there's always another one coming up after.
Yeah,
him.
I know.
You know if it's not him, it's that Ollie North guy, and if it's not him, it's a Sean Hannity guy. There's always another guy like
such
that.
Such a whore. Okay. And I was talking to somebody. I was talking to somebody about that at Brady's restaurant, where you can still book a Christmas party if you want to. And you know, it's just the most. You know, I don't even know if that's true. I just said that to
Hello.
Be funny.
Don and Mike Show.
God.
Hello.
Oops. Don.
I'm sorry. Yeah, hi there. I'm sorry. You were not on the air. Now you are.
Yeah. When I used to go up to New England to visit my grandparents.
Yeah.
I had to eat Yaz bread. All your strength, he would get up there and sell his own bread.
I never heard of Yaz bread in Connecticut when I was growing up.
Oh. I heard it 10 different ways turned you into a young fag.
John always used to put me down by calling, not put me down, but torture me by saying Yaz is a fag.
Let's see, we have a copy here. Somebody.
Yaz would kick your ass.
I don't know how we came up with this. It's the soft cover version. Bill O'Reilly. No Spin Zone.
One of his two or three books, I guess.
And this is, Mike, for Buzz, tell me, how much does it cost for the autographed copy?
Let me go back to the website. I'd left it already, thinking I wasn't going to buy anything at the Bill O'Reilly Christmas store.
Somebody at the station had.
Now, is this Who's Looking Out for You? Is this the No Spin Zone? Which book is this?
The No Spin Zone.
Okay, let's see how much that
the autographed copy is going to be expensive, because we know from Mr. Liddy, those autograph machines are expensive.
They are. Very, very expensive to put those books through that manufactured thing.
$25 without an autograph. I don't know what it would be with one.
Okay,
what's it say on it? What's the book say on it itself? Is that the price anywhere?
This is the paperback. $14.
$14.
$14.
And, lovely picture of him.
And I don't know what... But anyway, as you can see, it's just chicken scratch.
Right.
On the front page. Yeah. It's just...
And it circles... he's got it egocentrically circled, the no-spin zone.
Bill O'Reilly, no-spin zone. Listen, you know, welcome to the lowest level of showbiz. We do have some rules down here in the basement, okay? Understand, it is the lowest level of showbiz, which means we want just a little dignity, which means...
Lowest level of radio. I wish you really would at least give us our we are above circus clowns. We are.
We always have been. To be debated.
Well, now with Cirque du Soleil, you're absolutely right. Now they're, you know, they turn from clowns into effing acrobats, and it moved us down on the pecking order.
You're above all public access stuff, radio and television.
Mm. Again,
that
Robbie,
really
I'd like to say so, but
made for Hallmark TV movies.
Debatable.
No.
Anyway, Bill O'Reilly, you should be. Yeah, we're ahead of mimes.
Good.
Bill O'Reilly, you should be ashamed of yourself. You dick. you absolute dick. And I'm not even commenting on the content of the show. It's just buy my stuff. And I'm sure it's all top quality. And that's the other thing I heard him bragging
about. Well, I think I get the impression from listening to it, if you buy his stuff, it's the right thing to do.
And you know, if you buy this from Bill O'Reilly, Made in America.
Yeah, big banner about that.
Made in America.
Also, click here for Bill's bed if you want to know more about the bed he sleeps on. If you'd like to buy a bed like he has. No. There's a link.
Bed?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
He's a hooah.
Do it, Buzz. Hooah!
Oh, it's a brand you've heard of. It's the one supposedly developed for astronauts or whatever, the spongy thing.
Tempur-Pedic?
Yeah, that's the one.
Hooah! Well, now, maybe that's something that's just linked to his website.
Yeah, it's just a link, you know, but it's a sponsor. He does commercials for them, and if you go to his website, you can click on the link and buy Bill's bed.
I'm selling mine.
Selling your what?
I sleep on one of those things, and now if he's associated with it, I'm going to go back to, you know, sleeping on the floor.
Select comfort.
You can really sleep.
Oh, no, I don't have that.
No,
you should.
You can really, really sleep well if you lay down on any mattress and just listen to his show.
Hello.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Who needs a mattress?
Hi.
Hi there. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi. How you doing? I want to know if you saw on the Factor website that he sells baby clothes, too.
No.
God.
Oh, yeah.
He's got baby gear.
He advertises it after a show. He goes, and if you want the baby gear, go on the website. So it's pretty bad.
All right, thank you.
What are we selling?
You're welcome.
What are we selling this Christmas season?
Same thing we sold last year, this show. The thought, the hope, the dream that untold millions of people will actually admit that they listen to this show.
That's what we pray for every year. That's our holiday wish.
What are we selling? Hey, we're selling the fact that we just filled 20 minutes of national time on radio talking about how stupid other disc jockeys are.
You got a couple of schlubs here that are selling themselves. We want to be your friend.
And right now, I'll tell you what's really funny if you stop and think about it. Right now,
mm-hmm.
on anywhere between 41 and 56, depending on which list you're looking at, but on let's just go on the low end of that. Right now on 41 radio stations throughout America.
Right.
We are the only thing they're running right now on those stations. On those stations, they're stuck with us right now.
Right.
It's not like they can go, wow, this record sucks. We better put on another record.
Wouldn't that be funny in the power that we have? We just stop talking.
And would be. But then it's
you're thinking about it, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but then it sets off the alarm. And
I know.
That's awkward.
Old chain of
awkward
events.
For people getting in the cars thinking something's wrong with
what
the
if
radio.
We? What if we? No,
Mike. It's too especially today because it's raining outside. And this reminds me. This happened to me today. That thing where it's pouring rain outside, and you're driving and you're driving, and I've got my CD on, and it's on so loud because it's raining, and I've got the windshield washers on super high speed.
Right.
And then I pulled into the parking spot and realized that I had pulled in over the yellow line. Mm. So I had to get back into the car.
Right.
And I get back into the car and turn the radio on, and it's like...
I was going to say not silence, but what if we were to just breathe heavily?
But it would
through our noses.
But it would scare people if they got into the car and they said, "Well, now where's?" And they turned it up all the way.
What would it sound like though? Just really breathe. Please indulge me here. I can't do it when you do it.
Why?
It's creeping me up.
Why? I'm just...
Because you were breathing funny. You were... I was breathing because I got a deviated septum. Do you are you congested at all?
No, it's fine.
I mean, if you want it, I'll give it to you.
That's okay.
I mean, if you want it, try to give me just the nice Christina.
It's too goofy. Yeah. Here we go.
I use it.
Buzz, here's the
you know, it's really
there you go.
Here's the delight, and I would say this to Rush Limbaugh. When you get down to this level, you can do this stuff,
yeah.
Rush.
Yeah.
It's great. You don't have to have that phony persona all
come
the
on
time.
In.
You know? And then you can have a guy come in and attach a crab to his sack.
See now what you've done, now you've pulled it up. I'm gonna need a moment.
Don's gonna have to
everything's okay, Mike.
Are you okay now?
I'm operating within parameters.
Sounds good. It's like, looks like the Grinch's heart right there, you know, when it gets bigger, you know, when it comes through his chest. I watched that movie. I've had that on the brain.
Okay, I'm okay now.
Very good. You feeling better?
What?
You feeling okay, Don?
Apparently there's something.
Peeking.
There's something way wrong with me, Mike.
Here come the dogs.
Wow.
Help me.
I've got discharge.
Do not adjust your set.
Bowels exploding.
Forehead perspiring. Hands clammy.
My lips are bursting. Ladies and gentlemen, this could be it. Now feel myself fading away.
Skin sloughing off.
Ooh. Yeah. Ouch.
Yeah, good sound. That's a good nutty sound.
That's a tough one, yeah.
Okay, let's see what's next.
You're really bleeding.
Are they all like this?
No. You go by the grid.
No?
Lots of good stuff there.
Can you play something there?
Lots of good stuff. Right, let me go like 40 different
and on Wednesday, here. They played Tones.
Don?
Yeah.
This is the best carnival we've ever been to.
You know what I like best, Mike? Look over there.
Oh, wow.
That's Bill O'Reilly.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, look, he's selling his stuff.
Hey, Bill. Bill, right here. Hey, you whoa.
You whoa.
You're a total whoa. Baby clothes. The Irish hump.
Yahoo!
You're a
hey, O'Reilly! Hey, come here! Hey! Hey, you jerk, talk to me!
I'm gonna be in a porno movie.
I know you are! Talk to me again! Talk to me again! I can't hear you! What'd you say?
God, I'm senile here.
I know you're senile. What did you say?
I wouldn't play with Beaver.
Well, it's going to be impossible to hear Bill O'Reilly. Bill, do you have a Christmas wish at the carnival for everybody?
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice. Right as you're standing next to the merry-go-round.
Nice talk.
You hump.
Boa.
You've ruined Tilt-A-Whirl. Dick face?
Right next to the octopus.
Oh, I hope don't delete that as D-face. Okay, now that's another question.
I thought you could say
you that. Can say, can you say dick face?
I thought so.
Yeah, dick face.
I think it's perfectly innocent.
Last night, on television, 24. Wow, is that, Mike, I'm telling you, you should really start watching 24 again.
I wish I could.
Because it's good.
I have it. I can't bring myself to do it.
And here's why it's good. Man, does that baby move along.
Are you? Get me watching again. How is Alicia?
Last night. Wonderful shot of cleavage as she leaned down in the bathroom to wash her hands together.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah, right? You caught that?
I like
that.
Saw it. Yeah, stared at it.
And, I mean, they're moving along. Mm-hmm. You find out you got a mole. Boom. You know what to do? Next thing you know, you got him in the room, and they're shooting him up with the stuff that makes his eyes bug out. And then
this is Jack Bauer that's getting shot up?
No. This is a mole, a guy that's inside CTU.
Okay.
And Jack Bauer, forget, he's with the guy from the Harrison Ford movie.
Okay, he's with the terrorist.
Yeah, now he's turned it around on that guy.
Right.
And Tony, the guy that's married to the moon face girl, he got out of the hospital. Turns out the guy that's the mole's not really the mole. The Jack's going back. I mean, it's...
What about President Chili Palmer?
President Palmer is still getting it on with that highly, highly erotic jungle love. He's still getting it on with the white doctor.
Very good.
He's in battle, but he's hanging in there.
Yeah, and real good. Just a real good episode, man. Mm-hmm. Lots of good stuff happening last
That's
night.
Good. Well, you liked the show, and I just fell away. I drifted action. Away from it.
I like it. Yeah, it's totally unbelievable. You really have to suspend this belief when
I
you
hate
want
having to do that.
But if you do, and Mike Booze helps that.
It does.
Booze really helps.
I enjoy watching television while drinking.
I think that's probably the best way to watch 24, mm-hmm. is to get yourself a nice big glass of whatever it is you're drinking and just drink it all during the highlights of the last week's episode.
Right, then you're ready.
Like myself, let's say, I'll use myself as an example, a double vodka.
Right.
A double vodka that normally you could...
Good for the evening?
You could nurse for the whole evening. What I do is I sit down, 24 begins...
I have four of them.
And then, no, it's a simple exercise.
Uh-huh. Previously on 24.
That's about 2 minutes.
That's your cue.
Where they run the what happened.
Right.
I'm done with the glass by the time it says,
the following takes place between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m.
So you knock that thing back.
I knock it back. Yeah. And then you sit back, and that's
coast.
And that's where you go, like... Oh, man, does this show move fast.
Whoa.
However, I was able to discern that I'm going to pick as the guest villain this year, the dumb girl from the Larry Sanders Show. I think that she's so dumb.
Mm-hmm. She's the bad person?
That she's the bad person at CTU.
Well, what's Jack Bauer doing? You're not saying a lot about him.
Well,
he's just with Carlos the terrorist?
Yeah, well, he was on the plane with...
Carlos is a drug dealer. Isn't that what Carlos is?
Yeah, his fortunes keep changing. He ended up in South America, but now somehow he's schmoozed his way out of there, and it looks like he's going to get home okay.
And he's not really the star of the show right now.
Not at the moment.
Yeah. Now, does Grissom get in touch with him, or?
Now you're being funny because you know that
you know what happens when I drift away from a TV show. I'll always do this.
Anyway, it's pretty great. Now,
what about Evan Marriott?
Okay, now see.
I'm sorry. I'm kidding because I love.
Always funny. You always with the funny stuff.
You always with the funny.
Tim Conway is coming on the show in now.
I love Tim Conway.
Do we think that he's going to be an on time guest? Do you think Tim Conway's on time?
Yeah.
If Tim Conway's on time, we should hit a break right now.
I am beyond in the mood for Tim Conway today. And
big fan.
Tim Conway, who we kind of classified as, you know, been there in show business, was very funny the last time he came on our show.
I think he will be because I've already received a confirmation call from them today.
All right. Fantastic. We'll break. And
there he goes, the commissioner.
We'll come back with Mike, so you can't do that now.
Yeah, I know. He's leaving.
You can't.
Oh, I wanted that so bad.
You can't do that now. Nope. Another day, another time, we'll tell you about it. Just wanted it was, briefly, because now you bastard, you did this to me. Now I got to say this.
Why are you calling me a bastard? What did I do?
That was, it just did a funny way.
What did I do? Did I do something wrong?
Well, now...
It is Wednesday, and I'm kind of losing my focus.
I feel like we've got to address what was just said so people know what was going on.
Right, I heard...
break.
What?
After the break.
Because I heard you talking about it, and I like the fact that he's already getting serious, which is good. You know how I like that.
We need to break. Yeah. So shut up and go to break.
Right. I'm with him, though, on this one. We got to go to break. Not with the shut up part, but we got to go to break.
Are you saying that to me?
But we got to go. We got
to.
Hey. Boys. Boys, now look down. My headphones have come off.
Now it's Christmas.
Okay. Jesus Christ. I have my Christmas memory now. Right, boys, please.
That was fun to watch.
Have a seat. It's a holiday spirit, for God's sakes. Don't go make me turn on the station playing all Christmas music. Hey, now, come on, Mike. Come on, Tiger.
He's mumbling.
There you go. We'll be right back.
A nice effing gift.
Be back in less than 10 minutes, I promise.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
The Don and Mike Show. Not just lowbrow, they're no-brow. Don and Mike.
All right, thank you, Dude Walker. On the phone now, a legend, Tim Conway. I think we've had him on before. Maybe he doesn't remember.
Had him on a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. I bet he don't remember. He'll say that he did, but I bet he don't. And it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Conway?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, afternoon.
You know, doesn't it sound like he remembers?
In the afternoon, yeah.
Yes, we're in the afternoon.
I was just there in Washington. We could have done this. I would have come over to your studio. We could have sat for about 4 hours talking about this. But no, you didn't invite me.
No.
I was down there at the Kennedy Center for Carol was being honored.
Oh, that's right. Carol Burnett was honored last week.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, listen, how mad was she, how pissed was she that CBS cut her out of that 75th
She was a little annoyed, you know, and I never see her get that way. But not, you know, not outspoken. I mean, she just was very, very disappointed.
Sure.
What had happened was somebody was trying to catch up on a little bit of time, and they saw 35 seconds on this. Real, and they said, "Well, we can dump this." They didn't realize that it was Carol Burnett tape for promoting the show and everything. So,
yeah, and you guys were carrying that network for years.
Yeah, you're not kidding. You know so what do they know?
So how did you know? We have a it's pretty much one sided, but we do have a relationship with Leslie Moonves.
You're kidding.
The relationship is that he just doesn't like us. but I was wondering just because we've had a couple of run-ins with him. Did he make it right to Carol? Do you know?
I believe so. You know, I don't think he knew. You know, to the best of my knowledge, he didn't actually know that it had happened. Nobody wants to take responsibility when something like that jumps up, but it probably filed down to a page somewhere who really got the brunt of it, but... They really don't know who was who made the decision.
Buzz, do you know?
The network ultimately took out a full page ad in Variety to apologize.
Yes, and I think they're coming out with a tape of the show, and I think they're going to include it. So,
that's good. Now, here's a question.
Things will be made well. Sure.
You know, we work for CBS. Viacom owns everything. Yeah, let's hear it for CBS.
Thank you very much.
Here's a question for you, Tim. If they were to sell that 75th anniversary tape, which something tells me they've probably already got those plans in motion.
More than likely.
Would you, see a couple of pennies from
A penny.
Funny how it worked out that way?
Not a nickel.
It doesn't work that way.
You get the greatest stars of CBS history together for one night, and then it's not enough to put them on to... I'm sorry, I'm on a kick about this today.
I understand you are, yes. I know. You're venting.
Venting.
This is what the holiday season's for.
It's not enough just to get them together and say, thanks for making us a network. And then incidentally, the lady who had like the most important show, you cut her out so you can put another commercial and that's okay. But then, after all of that, you're going to box it up and sell it. And all the people that were on the show, the people that actually did the work, they're not going to get a dime.
I understand. Why doesn't Les Moonves like you?
I don't know. You know what that is? You know, and here's the thing, Tim, that's a pisser. You know what that is to a hardworking guy like you? That's money. That's money that you earned. To anybody else.
Well, let's also be honest about the Carol Burnett show. When the Carol Burnett show was on the air, who was the funniest person on the Carol Burnett show? It was Tim Conway.
Yeah. And you know what he does with that money?
He's even getting further ripped off, in my opinion.
You know what? This guy Leslie does with the money? That's just another Botox party.
Absolutely.
just another Botox party. Just another chance to get inside one of those.
Tim, have you been to any good California Botox parties?
I know of lately. No, I went to one Hollywood party when I got out there. They stole my car, and I haven't been to one since. True, the guy came up in a red coat and said, may I take your car? And I said, yes. I thought he was, whatever those guys that park cars are.
Right.
But he took my car, and I never saw it again. So that was the last Hollywood party I went to. Early on, too.
We're going to get your plug in.
Obviously, the way you guys are talking, it's your last week there, right?
Well, we're going on vacation Friday.
Yeah, we are.
But when you get back, there's going to be nothing there. Wait till they get a hold of this.
For those who don't know,
I'm
sad to say there's now a percentage of our audience that doesn't know who you are. Some of them barely know who we are, and they're just stumbled on the station.
Yeah.
You just don't get it. When the Carol Burnett show was on, even though it was taped, when they would goof something up, or they'd start laughing at each other. Mainly was Harvey Korman with Tim Conway. You'd leave it in. What's great is,
I love that.
It was never like, sometimes you ever watch Saturday Night Live and they start laughing
they're intending to do it.
Yeah, you know that they know that it's like, we're on live TV, oops, we're goofing.
Yeah.
It was really honest. Fall down.
There is, and there's never been anything. The only show that's on today, I don't know if you ever watch it, Tim. It's The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. It's the only show where they will occasionally legitimately break up. And I was thinking about that the other day. That's the only time I've seen it since you guys really did it. And when you first started doing it, it was just amazing. And I remember that old man character that you had. That's probably. Would you say that's the character you did that broke all the other characters up?
One of the things about the show was that Carol was, generous enough to let you do whatever you wanted. And the first time they saw the old man was when I came through the door doing that old man like that. So when I started walking across the room and I said, if they let me continue to do this, this show is going to be about 3 days long. A lot of stuff ahead of me here. But they just let it go. And, we cut out a couple of other sketches because it went about 15 minutes over. But it became, part of the show then.
God.
But that was Carol. She was just so generous that we were honestly just having fun. Plus, the alcohol problem.
Yeah.
Another story.
And it showed. In both cases, it showed.
Right.
Now, listen, here's one more thing how our paths crossed with Tim Conway, who we've never met, but we're obviously enamored with.
Very tight.
We had a guy who used to drive our prize van. named Greg Garcia, who went on to be an
executive
guy.
Producer for the program Yes Dear,
and now Tim has a recurring role on Yes Dear.
Is that Greg?
Yes, Greg Garcia. Oh. Yeah,
used to get our sodas.
We used to.
Wouldn't you have been a lot nicer to him now that you know where he is?
No. Absolutely not. But it's funny if you're ever there on the set.
Yeah.
And you want to just, I can't imagine that he would give any lip, but if you ever just ask him, how'd you like going to 7-Eleven, dumbass?
Because I will actually do that. I am writing this down right now, and I'm going to put it in my wallet for the next time I go there.
Because he did many.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's a good thing to hold over his head.
Yeah. Many awful, awful things. Okay, I keep saying before the plug, let's do the plug, and then we can ask the other stuff.
Yep. Tim's here for a reason.
There's no question about it.
People don't just come on this show because they like this.
Levity.
Right.
No. Here you go. This is the part that you have to do about...
This is going to be the serious part, so quit horsing around. Are you paying attention?
Why pain relievers can be deadly.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
Okay,
Here we go.
Well, what happened was I was in New York actually about a year ago. I was going to dinner, and all of a sudden, bang, I'm on the floor bleeding to death for no reason at all. I mean, nobody scheduled it or anything. Now, they call the ambulance. I go to the hospital, which is only a block away, thank God, at Lenox Hill. So in the ambulance, the guy goes on the horn, and I go, it's not that far, and I'm paying a lot of money. Could you go around again and give me a couple more so people get some attention here?
Right.
I get to the hospital. The doctor asks me a couple of questions. He knows exactly what happened, that I had an ulcer, that it ruptured, and I was bleeding to death. He said, get this man into the emergency ward. It's tough on a Saturday night in New York because everybody has stabbed everybody. The guy's lying there with swords in him and bullet holes and everything. And so the guy takes me upstairs and actually put me together. And so the AGA got a hold of this and said, something, we've had this problem for a long time, but we wonder if you would be the spokesman for us. And since what happened to you has been made public, could we actually have you as a spokesman and perhaps talk to even, and I know it was tough, but he says, talk to Don and Mike. I said, are you crazy? Greg Garcia told me never to speak to him. But he said, okay, yeah, sure. So I called you up, and we're talking now.
Talk about lemons.
Trying to remind people that if you're taking those over-the-counter, which I know you guys do, painkillers, that you could be doing some damage to yourself, and it's a possibility that you could end up where I end up, and we don't want that to happen.
Where does that line up with, an aspirin a day if you're taking
that?
That's it. That's what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Because I do that every day. I take an aspirin every single day of my life.
You do?
A full-strength aspirin.
That's the same thing they told me. They said, take a baby aspirin. I said, if you take a baby aspirin, 4 have got to do you a lot better.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. We kind of double up on, triple up on it, and the next thing you got a hole in your stomach. But you have no warning, which is great. So when you get yours, call me, will you?
You picked the right guy on this show.
Because
I will tell you, Tim, I am now officially freaked out. I am officially freaked out. Can you get it checked? Can you get the...
Yes, you got to go to somebody who really knows a lot more than I do, and has a lot of those...
No, Tim, I was asking if you would check it personally.
Yeah, I could look at you first.
Tim, how big was the hole in your stomach,
About the size of your thumbnail.
Wow. Really?
Right, wow. So it was
a real, like when your motor goes on the old car, and the oil goes all over. That's pretty much what the picture was.
Your exploding ulcer has led you to this point now, where you are not only able to say that it saved your life, but hey, how about this? And kind of a slam in the face of CBS, perhaps maybe put a coin in your pocket by asking people to remember that commonly used pain relievers can be deadly. Yeah, see, Tim, it's all about,
it's about you,
it's all about
you. That's true. Why are you bitter? How long have you guys been working there? I know it's your last week.
Tim, I will be very honest with you that this week, We began our 19th year together on
that. York at that station?
Yeah, we were at 2. We've been at 2.
Of course, when you're in that business, as I was, you get fired from every station in town, and then you finally just go to another city, right?
Why don't you share with Tim how many times you've been fired, Don?
4 that I know of. But a strange thing? Fire you, they never fire you on a Wednesday because you can steal stuff, so you have to wait till Friday. If you you have a meeting at Friday at 4:30, you're through. You know that.
What type of radio did you do, Tim?
I was at KYW in Cleveland. I was actually just writing stuff, mostly, for a guy named Big Wilson, who was a disc jockey.
Oh, sure, yeah. I've heard of Big Wilson.
Yep.
And who was the biggest jerk you knew at the time in radio?
Wow, boy.
I know.
You know, I never knew any, except you guys, you know. I never knew. For some reason, people in this business, I just love them. You know, I mean, the best people in the world.
Well, you're a lovable guy.
Yeah, and you guys are too. You know, I mean, you're not high on my list, but you're up.
And how you doing? How you doing at the track?
Oh, I never lose anything.
Right.
I've been going since I was 12 years old. Once in a great while, I'll have a $200 hot dog. But for the most
part,
not.
I feel you,
Tim. Yeah. Now we're up to what is officially the awkward part of this.
Yes.
Okay. I'll handle this part.
Now, I don't know whether we did this with Tim the last time he was here. We've given this quiz to almost every celebrity that's ever been on the show.
Tim, keeping in mind that we gladly spoke about what Americans don't know about what some commonly used pain relievers and how they can be deadly. Tim, would you mind taking a sex quiz that's been taken by all likes of famous people on
Matt
the show?
Matt Damon.
Absolutely.
Dennis Franz. Okay.
Now, will there be any measurements involved or anything?
Exactly. He'll be fine with it. Just yes or no answers.
Okay.
Here we go.
I believe the last person to take it, that it falls into that icon status, was was Rosemary.
Oh, you're kidding. She discovered me, as you know.
Well, that's good.
Okay. I hope she didn't discover you in the way that because she told us.
I understand.
Very good.
The answer is...
Anyway. Tim Conway.
Yes.
Funny Tim Conway. Apple Dumpling Gang.
Yeah.
Conway.
Yeah.
Have you ever been...
Yes.
In a three-way.
Accident or an intention?
Either.
No.
It's
crowded enough with two. Have you ever, three is way too many. You don't know what direction, you don't know.
Have you ever had sex while menstruating?
Well, not Tim.
Would that be under male or female question there?
That's for the guy to answer about the girl.
That's for the guy to answer about. Not that I know of, no.
All right, now, I'll tell you, we've only got 13 of these, so you're
okay,
doing good.
I'll wait here.
have you ever had Tim Conway?
Yes.
It's Tim. I saying that to give it some validity.
Well, right.
Tim Conway, have you ever had a homosexual experience?
Give me some age range.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Not to my parents, no.
In the home?
In the home, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
very good.
Well, you know, in the early days, though, making love really meant just you watching TV together. So, you know, you can't really qualify that either, I guess.
Tim, have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Not that I know of, no. Hot.
Now, here you go. Here's where I feel awkward.
I thought we already were by the office.
No. Tim, have you ever...
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten your jerk on in front of others?
I've watched my dog, but no, I haven't.
I tell you, this is working. I'll tell you right now, this is gold.
Tim, up to number 7, have you ever had sex in a public place?
Let me think. No, you know, are you talking a drive-up window? Is that public or is that...
That'd be public,
Tim.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
I was in one porno, Peggy and her pony. Yeah,
Peggy and her pony.
That was the early.
A long time ago.
Tim, have you ever had sex in the no-no?
In the no-no.
No. No.
Good man, Tim Conway.
I'm not an explorer.
Tim, have you gotten your jerk on today?
Not that I know of.
No. I like the not that I know of answer.
Three more questions. Have you ever had sex in a car?
Under a car, but never in.
We'll give a yes on that one.
Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
No. I always introduce myself.
Well, that's a yes.
Great answer.
Finally, oh, God.
Finally, Tim, to the nearest 10, 50, 100, or 1,000, what do you estimate your total number of sexual partners to have been over your lifetime?
11.
11?
Yeah.
11.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold it. Now, are we talking animals? Or just...
Yeah, no.
You can include animals if you want.
Then just one.
No, we'll go with 11.
Yeah.
Go in the left.
11, and I, you know, seriously, probably one, you know, he cements his reputation as pretty one of funny. The funniest men in America by the way he answered those
That's
questions.
Right. We're down here on our level, and Buzz, how did the great Tim Conway score?
Well, all-time winner for funny. He had 4 yes answers and 11 creatures. A very wholesome, all-American man.
Yeah.
Well, there way to go, Tim.
You're Tim Conway. And,
yeah, you're the greatest.
Very much. You're so funny, and don't take aspirin, everybody, because it will make your stomach explode.
And so you won't forget our message. You call 888, the number, the letter 2, and reduce. And you boys should be put away, and I'm going to call Moonves right now.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for your time.
You won't have an office on Monday, boys.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks for your time, Tim.
Okay, good night.
You're the man. You're great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Good night.
Oh, man.
Bye then. He was
the second time.
Yeah.
The second time he's come on this show, and you just can't argue with the guy. He's that funny.
Even better this time.
Very funny guy.
Pretty good.
A lot of fun. And you know what? You don't know. When you get a guy that's been around that long in show business, you don't know how they're going to. I think the sex quiz is becoming mainstream.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, you know, we got to soften them up first.
Yeah, you got to soften them up. But
you got to first spend the first 10 minutes softening them up.
Rosemarie took the sex quiz.
Right, she's a whore.
Oh,
yeah. She's like Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, right.
She's a whore. She's a whore.
What was the? I always introduce myself first.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Tim Conway. And the one thing you said that you were right about is Mike will now take that to heart.
Well, I'd like to see that. You threw it away.
I wrote down the phone number for you.
Did you throw the thing away?
There was no information. It was information about Tim Conway.
Sure there wasn't.
Hold on.
He's going back into the filing cabinet.
Just here it is, right?
Throw it over to me.
Throw it
in my face.
There you go. About when Tim Conway's available for interviews and stuff like that. That's all it is. There you go.
Mike, didn't you take an aspirin before the show?
I took 2.
Oh, my God.
And I took one this morning.
And I gave 3 them to him.
How's your stomach? You're okay.
It feels like it's going to explode.
We got a break. Give us 10 minutes. You know what? Run the clock.
All right.
This time we'll be back in less than 10 minutes.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Just this time.
WJFK.
Like it's not 9 minutes and 40 seconds every time.
Swearing, Paul. There, I said it.
The profanity bothers you.
It has no nobility.
These are slum kids. I was a slum kid. Everybody talks like that.
They do not. What do you think I say when I go to the feed store in town? Oh, now, Wally, give me a bag of that effing pig feed and 10 pounds of that bitchly cow corn. And in the bank, do I tell Mrs. Bollinger, oh, here's one big bastard of a check. Give me some of your Christy money. There, look there. See what you made me do?
The Don and Mike Show. Mildly cross-eyed, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, what the hell? Right?
Right.
I'm on the radio?
Yeah.
It's my show. It's your show. It's my. I have to pick the music.
Right.
What the hell? Honeycomb, folks.
It's one of your favorites. Did you think I was laughing at you when you played this?
Yeah.
No, I was laughing at the tape going into this, which I do quite often, and I do so quietly to myself, but I thought the mix of that particular Annie Wilkes wigging out on James Caan and then
wanted.
Into Wanted.
Young man, single and free.
Yeah, you're talking about a guy that's lying in bed and gets his ankle broken.
Hey, do we have that one, Rob? That tape? Yeah.
The classic.
The hobbling?
If we could get that one, we could do it into the Wand ads again.
And it's a funny little mix.
Yeah. With the honeycomb.
Annie Wilkes, played by Kathy Bates, I believe, won the Academy Award for her role.
Got it?
Oh, in great. Misery, rightly
here's,
so.
Here's some more. This is all leading into the fat chicks porno that we're going to be watching.
Paul, do you know about the early days at the Kimberly Diamond Mines? Do you know what they did to the native workers who stole diamonds? Don't worry, they didn't kill them. That would be like junking your Mercedes just because it had a broken spring. No, if they caught them, they had to make sure they could go on working. But they also had to make sure they could never run away. The operation was called hobbling.
Annie.
Hobble.
Whatever you think I'm about doing, please don't do it. Annie, for God.
Shh, darling. Trust me.
For God's sake.
It's for the best.
Annie, please!
Oh.
Almost done. Just one more.
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why I was laughing.
Yeah. You know, I get it now.
You know what I mean? It's just you go from that absolute horrific scene to...
Give me one more horrific scene.
All right.
Because I think it would work with any happy song.
Yeah.
Any song that's got like that ba-dan, da-dan, da-dan, da-dan,
right,
da-dan,
right. Da-dan. Out of the gate.
Let me see if I got it.
You know, and I haven't heard that Misery clip in a long time, and that is one nasty little scene.
Yeah. Oh, hold on a
second. They show it in the movie, too.
I got to change the discs, though. Hold on a sec. Well... Christ.
Are we going to pick a new horrible scene into a new happy tune?
Yeah.
Because it's funny.
Yes, we are.
It's goofy and fun. She has a lot of great, crazy scenes.
Disc number 5 is a good one. Let me just find it. Here it is.
Very good.
Of course, the brown one. Gotcha.
Of course. And I certainly hope that everyone at home is enjoying this as much as I am.
I just said...
At home or in their vehicle.
I just said a buzz thing. Of course.
Naturally.
Of course,
naturally. Naturally.
Disc number 5.
Good to have you all along.
And cut number... Christ. Cut number...
Happy holidays.
All right. Here we go.
But I didn't cheer. I stood right up and started shouting, "This isn't what happened last week.
Cue the violin.
Have you all got amnesia? They just cheated us. This isn't fair."
Right.
He didn't get out of the Costa Duty car.
The Don and Mike Show.
You know what I was thinking?
What?
Untouchables. It's a long clip, but you know when he has the baseball bat?
Oh, that's 2 minutes, though, Mike.
I know. I know.
We can do it with a shorter one if you got me the one that's the Chicago way.
Right. That's not as violent, but yeah.
Hold on a second. Let me see. Okay.
Baseball, pot of a team.
I want to get Capone. I don't know how to get him. Want to get Capone? Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way. And that's how you get Capone.
The Don and Mike Show.
No.
Not happy.
No, that didn't work.
Sorry.
It's got to be very happy and very horrible.
Happy, and it's got to shoot right out of the gate.
It's got to be a horrible clip followed by a very happy song.
Uh-huh. All right, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
It's all about the contrast.
The hobbling was wanted... Young Men Single and Free was just about perfect.
You know, that one might just have to be the go-to then.
Yeah. Are you having trouble finding Peppy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at, you know, I've only got like 800 records in front of me. And I'm trying to, you know,
What's that when you play, da-da-da-da-da?
Oh, sing a song?
Yeah. Well, or whatever.
We never play that one. We don't play that one. Well, here's one more. Let's try this
one. What's the matter? I'll tell you what's the matter. I go out of my way for you. I do everything to try and make you happy. I feed you, I clean you, I dress you, and what thanks do I get? Oh, you bought the wrong paper, Annie. I can't write on this paper, Annie. Well, I'll get your stupid paper, but you just better start showing me a little more appreciation around here, Mr. Man.
The Don and Mike Show.
That might be the one. Yeah. Just, and that might be the reason I laughed in the first place.
It's a perfect happy song.
It really is.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
You got to play the Joe Pesci tape where he's squeezing the guy's head with a vice.
Oh, man.
Now, like this man on the phone,
Rob,
I too
have a good one.
I'm an aficionado of the horrible clips.
Sure. That is a good one. And what is your name?
Randy.
Hey, where are you from?
Sacramento.
All right, hold on a second, my friend. Get ready.
You made me pop your eye out for Charlie M.
You won the Something About Mary DVD. And a reminder, Farrelly Brothers have a new movie, Stuck on You, this Friday. Greg Kinnear, Matt Damon, and now they want us to say, with special guest, Cher.
Cher.
Yes. Cher.
Yeah. Hey.
Here you go. Here's your instant request.
Dogs. Dogs, can you hear me, dogs? Listen to me, Anthony. I got your head in a vice. I'll squash your head like a grapefruit if you don't give me a name. Don't make me have to do this, please. Come on. Don't make me be a bad guy. Come on. You. This motherfucker. You believe this? 2 days and nights. Me. Me, you motherfucker. My mother. That's what you tell me. Motherfucker, you, huh? Oh, God. Give me the name.
Charlie M.
Charlie M.
Ah.
You make me pop your eye out of your head to protect that piece of Charlie M. You dumb mother.
Who he?
You mother. Frankie, do him a favor.
The Don and Mike Show.
There it is.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I was onto something.
Hold on.
Gotta put it in the want ads. Hello, Don and Mike.
I'm Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, you guys might want to follow up that movie clip with the 80s hit Walking on Sunshine.
Walking on Sunshine? You mean that bum ba da bum ba da bum ba da
right, that's a peppy one.
I don't know. Let me see if there's anything else here, because we got one more clip. let me find it. You know, we got so many of these. Disc number 6.
All right, very good.
Now, this one doesn't have quite the pump of that.
Right, there's something about that that's just so perky, so happy, so peppy. What horrible tape are you playing?
Okay, the horrible tape is either a Pulp Fiction tape.
Pulp Fiction would be good.
Or a Goodfellas tape.
Either one. Goodfellas is probably better.
Okay, Goodfellas, then it is. Now, we're trying a new song here. So after Joe Pesci says, "Aren't you dead yet?"
Joe Pesci's done a lot of bad things in movies.
What?
No.
Better blow his seat.
Yeah. Jeez, aren't you dead yet? No, Tony. No, Tommy. No, no, Tommy. Poking him with a stick or with
knife,
a
butcher knife.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah,
and he's shot.
But you dead? Oh, that's right. No, he stabs him.
No.
All my life, I want to be a gangster.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
There it is.
That works, too.
That works, too.
All right, let's...
You know what? And I don't like to tell you your business here, but even with this without the jingle in between, and on that particular one, just going right from the horror to the happy,
all right, we'll try
is
without,
even funnier, we'll try in my humble opinion.
We'll try this one without the jingle. This is not from a movie you would think.
Okay.
From one of our favorites... me and Mike love this one, The Contender.
Very good.
I'm sorry, I can't do it. Not over this. And if I know our president, he's not going to allow me or
so no jingle. This
what
jingle.
Would have been a private sexual encounter.
Some swan song for the old man, huh?
The senator got a little wild when she was 19. What is the big deal?
Well, let me explain the big deal to you. The people of this nation can stomach quite a bit. The one thing they can't stomach is the image of a vice president with a mouthful of c-
You don't have to...
That's good.
That's fun. That is just pure fun right there.
Why don't you go find a couple more, Rob?
That is too funny, and you pick the right one. I think the young man, and then you got a better one. I mean, is there anything more all-American perky than Happy Days?
I don't think
Hello,
so.
Don and Mike Show.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you got to do Apocalypse Now with the horror, the horror.
Well, I don't think we have that one, do
no
we?
No jingle, and then ABC 123.
Oh, by Michael Jackson? You know, that's not a bad... Hold on, let me just... Right, because that's got like a zero. It's got boom, right. Boom, boom, boom,
right.
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Hold on a second. Cut 14.
And then ABC 123.
Now, turn your radio down, please.
Yep.
Please, don't be a dumbass for Christmas. Let's check it out now. He said, oh, you effing idiot. I got to stick with Happy Days.
I think so.
Yeah, I really do.
All right, let me just try it out on you. Do you mind?
Oh, yeah.
All right, hold on a second.
And we don't have the apocalypse, I don't think.
No, we don't. But I think we got some Full Metal Jacket. We got some. I think we got some Deer Hunter. are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You effing idiot.
Yeah, that works.
And you know what else, Roddy? How about some Deliverance?
Oh, I'm thinking about that.
Probably Deliverance is probably the way to end this tribute.
Uh-huh.
Probably. Because, I mean, we got the Pulp Fiction, but the Pulp...
Well, I would also think Deliverance into any Carpenter's song would work.
Here we go. That would, okay, this would be the...
Top of the world.
See you later. Here we go.
Come on, squeal! Squeal!
Yeah, that scream. That's just funny. In a sick way, it's just funny.
Sure. Oh, it's pretty great.
My God.
Hi, everybody.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny.
Right.
Evil men.
Tell him, Sam.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper.
Right.
And the finder of lost children.
Amen.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother.
I think the scene just ends with Sam Jackson shooting the guy. So this would be our first gunfire.
I lay my vengeance upon thee.
We have more violent things.
Come on.
You know, I'm just thinking back to the wall. Why'd you give me one of the Mommy Dearest?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. That's almost as good as a war movie.
Tina, bring me the axe.
All right. Well, see, but I'm thinking that's, see, I know how long they are.
Box office poison.
A lot of them, they take like a minute. Even with the right. problem with Pulp.
No more wire hangers would work also.
Yeah, that's a great one. No more wire hangers.
Right.
Or do you want, because I'm not one of your fans.
Oh, well, that's the all-time. That's the all-time greatest. And are you thinking about a music switch, or are you staying with Happy Days?
I'm thinking with Happy Days.
Okay, all right.
Give me a second. Because, I mean, we've about...
Now, that one is so strong that it can bring up the music.
Yeah. Okay. We have,
just having fun with
for that. Our choices...
Okay.
And if we're thinking good,
right.
happy...
Yes.
Happy. Rock the Boat.
Uh-huh.
Let me see. Kung Fu Fighting.
Mm.
Get Down Tonight. Happy Days. More. The Candyman.
Yes. The Candyman.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. The Candyman, because it goes right into... This is the Sammy Davis Jr. version.
What about Take a Chance on Me by ABBA?
Candyman. It works.
You really think so?
This will work. If this doesn't make you laugh, I don't know what funny is.
Because it doesn't start with
the Candyman.
No, it starts with him saying, "Hey kids, I'm the Candyman." No, it's got.
I thought it establishes first.
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
I'll show you. Hold on a second.
Oh, see, I thought it started with the Candyman, and then he talks.
Starts with drums and then a spoken.
Number three.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. All right, number three. Let me just show.
This is fun, though. Yeah. God, this is fun.
Number three, Candyman. Okay, see? It's not a cold.
Oh, I thought.
It's not that. See, here's how it goes. Cue up. Come on, please, please, please. That's the Joe music, sorry. Hold on.
Yeah.
We got to give it to Mike on this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, everybody.
Yeah.
And
you know what? You lay it under there a little nice and tight.
All right, you want it with Mommy Dearest?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I don't ask much from you, girl. Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to? Why can't you treat me I would be treated by any stranger on the street.
Why's that?
Because I am not one of your fans.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Gather around.
We're confusing people. That's fun. Oh, my God. Mommy Dearest, that's a good call.
Okay, hold on. One more, Mommy Dearest. But I want to do this one.
Okay, is this a surprise?
No, no, it's the ABBA one.
Okay.
Which I think would be right, good out of good. Something yeah, yeah, awful. One here we go.
One more.
And the actress,
yeah, both.
Both of them. She's out there cutting down roses. So pissed off. Here we go, Tina.
Tina! Bring me the art.
If you change your mind, I'm a fancy on the
that is fantastic. Fantastic.
A whole new format.
Oh, my God. Yes, power clips from movies.
And the Peppy music.
Happy songs. You know, Mommy Dearest is a movie that gets dissed way too much, too.
Yeah, that's not right.
Do you notice that?
Great acting in that. Incredible.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a cult film, and it's kind of a comedy that they wanted to be a drama. But, I mean, you know, it's a great movie.
Yeah. And probably very accurate.
God, I hope not for the kids' sake.
How about some Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah.
You got some Full Metal
Jacket? Oh, yeah.
No.
You know why? And you know why? Because that would almost be like you'd hear something in the real movie.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When they go to Nam, you know, they always played that kind of 50s, 60s right. music.
Oh, well, everybody's heard
about the bird. Bird is the bird.
All right. Well, now I'm going to go to my very, very, very gay pile of music.
Now, see, gay works.
Oh, that's definitely
gay. Gay music might work even better than Happy Peppy, especially out of a war clip.
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second.
We don't have the tape where he's hit with the soap, do we?
You know, Mike, we got so many of
where he's going, ow!
Oh, I don't know. Is this a song that I think is very gay and happy sounding? But I don't know if it's going to...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll go with one more then. Okay, here we go.
Hi, Joker.
That's when he's in the bathroom.
Are those... live rounds? 7.62 millimeter. Full Metal Jacket. Leonard, if Hartman comes in here and catches us, we'll both be in a world of shit.
Stanley.
I am in a world. Oh,
what a great movie. Stanley Kubrick.
Left shoulder.
Nobody better.
Right shoulder. Lock and load. Order.
We're going to take this right up to the moment.
Private this pile. Is my rifle.
Off the deep end.
There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Now the sergeant comes out.
Get back in your bunks! What is this Mickey Mouse shit? What in the name of Jesus H. Christ are you animals doing in my head?
Are the sergeant standing there wearing the army flip-flops?
Yeah, in his skivvies.
Why is Private Pyle holding that?
And his smoky bear hat.
Why aren't you stopping Private Pyle's guts out?
Sir, it is the private's duty to inform the senior drill instructor that Private Pyle has a full magazine. It is locked and loaded, sir!
Now you listen to me, Private Pyle, and you listen good. I want that weapon, and I want it now. You will place that rifle on the deck at your feet. Here we go. And step back away from it.
That is gay.
Something you do.
It is. Bounces me off the sea. Number one in 69, though, Mike.
1969.
Ron Dante and the Cufflinks on the Decca label.
Right after Private Pile blows away the drill sergeant.
All right, what do you got, Rob? Okay. Yeah, okay, Rob's got one more.
Okay, good.
One more really good one. Now we let's do Patton. Well, hold on. Patton talks about the Huns. Is he really impassioned?
It's not horror. It's not horror. It's right, well, more inspirational.
We're going to go with a left field one here.
Okay.
All-time Don and Mike show favorite, Nell.
Yeah,
that worked.
Oh, my God. Movies and music.
I can tell you've been hurt by that look on your face, girl.
Okay. All right, he's got to stop pulling stuff out now.
It's too much fun. Really is. We've never done this.
All right, I got to find one more good one. Hold on. Oh, boy. One Bad Apple is hard to beat.
Yeah.
That was a good one. I never thought I'd say that on the radio. One Bad Apple is a pretty great song.
Right.
When you're looking for junk like this.
Heartbeat, it's a love beat. Of course, that's too much instrumental, I think.
Let's see. Yeah, you're right, Mike, because it's got to be something that's fast.
Right.
But the intro's too long, though, Robbie.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what? We'll just go right back to the original.
To the gold mine.
The original funny one, which I think for some reason...
Number two.
Was the peppiest.
Yeah. Go back to the honeycomb. That's where we'll go.
Come full circle.
Back to the cone. Back to honeycomb. Disc number two. Here we go. Cut six, if I remember. Man, and I did used to love this record. Mm-hmm. And you can get a Rhino box set that's got the follow-up, One Monkey Don't Stop No Show.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now that, let me make sure I got the right one here. Okay. We do that, and then we do, this is our final one.
I'm mad, I am mad enough, and yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe, and I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
Happy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we've run this into the ground.
Yes, we have. Yes. But it worked. It was fun.
I enjoyed that. I really did. So. I like that.
Me too. I got a break here. Later, we'll be back in, how about this, less than 9 minutes.
Very good.
And 50 seconds.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bob Crane enjoyed the Hollywood nightlife and soon found new ways to blend his Playboy lifestyle with his passion for cameras. The star began to videotape sexual encounters. As co-star Werner Klemperer recalls...
I don't know whether you'd call them pornographic, but they were erotic films of sex acts that he enjoyed filming.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. They are dirty. Wash them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right now, we're getting everything done this week before the holiday. And Friday, we're giving away a Jeep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not giving away the key yet today, Mike.
It's the 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle. Comes equipped with high back bucket seats, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 3.7 liter PowerTech V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels, and custom preferred packages, 2TB and 26B. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, Don.
Thank you, Mike. It's a brand new car.
Brand new car.
Jeep Liberty worth over $23,000. Mm-hmm. 18 people. We'll have the chance to get a key. One of the keys starts this. You know, with our luck, it's going to be the first person.
Yeah, and I always feel bad for the first person because, of course, that takes away from the drama when it is the first person. We've done these kind of contests where it's happened either way.
But we've not given away any key yet today. Ooh. Along with $100. We'll do it before the end of the show. let me preface this by saying I love radio. I do love radio. It's my true passion outside my family and football. But it's really radio. I love it. I'm blessed to work in it. But I just have to tell you, there's so many stupid idiots in radio. Yeah. That sometimes I'm amazed. This is going to sound totally egotistical.
Totally awesome.
I'm amazed that I am not the president of some company at this point, because I'm so much smarter than all these schmucks. Mm-hmm. For instance, Infinity Broadcasting, the company we work for,
yes,
they've had a policy,
yes, let's give them that,
about not allowing anything to be streamed over the internet.
Right.
So they go into this thing where they go into bed with AOL, because AOL, you know, is what they are now.
Right.
AOL is, I like to call it, the delicate word would be desperate.
Mm-hmm.
At least in my humble opinion,
uh-huh. Right?
And I am an AOL subscriber,
yes.
But based on the amount of free discs that they continue to send to me,
yes.
Telling me that I can get, you know, 60 days for free,
uh-huh.
It seems to me that our prices are insane.
Yes.
So they hook up a deal with Infinity.
Right.
Which, of course, is, we're always in a panic mode here. And the deal is that, finally, Infinity will allow some of the radio stations that it owns to be streamed on the internet.
Wow.
And this is something that goes back a year ago. And this is why it is a waste of time for me to go to meetings with these guys. That I went to a meeting one day where they seriously sat me down for 45 minutes to discuss the pros and cons of putting a radio station that includes our show,
mm-hmm.
and the Stern show, the actual thought of what station it would be,
uh-huh.
and how great it would be,
right.
and how it would finally happen. And listen, I want to tell you, and I'm sure that Stern feels the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he wasn't sold on the package deal like we were, but we were told we're going to get the best talk shows that Infinity has,
yeah.
the ones that people really want to hear,
right.
and whether it's,
and offer them up on the internet.
Right, whether it's the WJFK or whether it's Live 105,
right.
or whether it's KUFO, whatever the station is, mm-hmm. it's got all the shows, we're going to do. Well, Infinity announced the station.
Ah, good.
And I'm proud to tell you, there's no talk at all. There is no talk at all. You can now, if you have AOL for broadband, you can hear from New York, WCBS FM, which is oldies.
Yes.
You can hear from Chicago, WUSN, US 99, which is country.
Right.
You can hear from Chicago, from L.A., KTWV, The Wave. Smooth jazz.
Well, that's important.
Mm-hmm. From Chicago, Adult Alternative, WXRT.
Mm-hmm.
And right here from Washington, D.C.,
yes,
Urban Hip Hop, WPGC. Hi, Jay. How
yeah.
you doing, Jay?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Uh-oh. So that's the way it's going to be. Formats you just can't get otherwise without the internet.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Because in every radio market in America, there's not already an oldie station, a jazz station, a country station, an urban station, or an adult alternative. You know, the only one that I'll give them any credit for is XRT. That is an interesting station
mm-hmm.
that you don't often hear.
Well, are they going to add to it, or is that going to be
no,
it?
No. When I was told about this project a year ago,
yeah.
even back then, they said we're going to select five signals,
mm-hmm.
five stations. And
were they considering this one?
When they were lying to my face?
Right.
Yes.
Bastards.
They were saying, absolutely, it is a priority. I won't name names about who said this, but Michael Hughes
mm-hmm.
was one of the guys that he hates to have his name said on the radio.
He's fun.
But he's one of the, and I'm sure that when I see him at the company function, he'll say, you know, I went up there and I fought him and I told him, we really got to get our talk on the internet, that we got to get you guys, we got to get.
Well, that's a shame.
Howard on the internet. Mm-hmm. So that's one reason, you know. Understand, I love radio. It's the business I'm in. But there's so many idiots. Like, really, how tough would it be? How tough is it for this company to figure out? Lots of people listen to the radio on their computers.
Right.
Lots of people at work. Lots of people at home.
Well, why don't they just offer shows, too?
You know, and listen, Infinity, hello, McFly. I know how things work around here, okay? I understand, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's about money.
Right.
It's about shekels. It's about pennies.
The business.
I think you could even charge our listeners a monthly fee to allow them to listen on the internet. I'm sure they would pay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not as much as you'd want, but I'm sure they'd pay.
Absolutely.
It just sucks. that Infinity is fine, and we're the last radio company in the world to finally allow anything to be heard on
the internet. And we have been getting noise about this for years and years. Now, why can't you guys be heard on the internet? Everybody, all these other stations are. All these other shows are, but never us.
Well, the good news is, if you like Jay-Z, that you're going to be able to hear it not only on like five local stations in your market, but now you'll be able to hear it as well on Urban Legend WPGC. Well, and I do mean Urban Legend.
Well, that is very important. Yeah,
that's how they describe them, Urban Legend. They don't get that that's funny.
Urban Legend being like the movie or the stories that are told.
Like the whole radio station's an Urban Legend because in radio, urban is a format.
Well, maybe they didn't think it through.
No. That's rule number one, but they've had over a year. So that's
to think it through.
That's number one about why radio is just full of dummies. And I'm amazed that, and you too, Mike.
Right.
You're a smart guy too. I'm amazed you're here with me.
I really could see myself, flying a jet.
Let's go to, how about...
Thank you, Rob.
Let's see, this comes from Spokane, Washington. Now, we have a show that is... coast-to-coast syndicated regionally on anywhere from 41 to 58 stations.
Okay.
And we want to do anything we can to help these radio stations. We really do, sure. Especially since we signed the new contract, that we're all in this together.
There's incentive.
So if you've got some dumb thing that you want us to say, what you do is you send it. And generally, I'll go in the studio and read it, and it's always just stuff like, you know, your station for weather on the 8th or whatever junk
right.
it is. Well, we get one here today from the station in Spokane.
Right.
And this is the problem. When they write the material, again, you're talking about stupid people who are in positions at radio stations. For instance, written by them for us to read from our station in Spokane, and a great affiliate.
Yeah.
790 The Fan.
No question.
This is Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara from the Don and Mike Show. I'm just going to break this up so they can't tape it and use it.
Right.
Because this is something that they wrote. Wishing you happy holidays this season. We don't want to alienate the Jews listening to the station by saying Merry Christmas. So here's the thing, guys.
Oh, God.
If we want to make a joke like that.
Yeah, leave it to the professionals.
We'll do it. You leave it here. They would also like you, Mike, to say, this is Mike from the Don and Mike Show, and your, and incidentally, it's your Y-O-U, apostrophe. Yeah. It's not Y-O-U-R. Like,
of course.
Anyway, that's all over this thing.
Common mistake.
This is Mike from the Don and Mike Show, and you're listening to two of the biggest dicks in Spokane, the Toby and Jamie Show. On Spokane Sports Leader 790, The Fan.
Well, if Toby and who? Jamie.
Toby and Jamie.
If they're really dicks.
Then here you go. Hold on. Hey, this is Don from the Don and Mike Show, and you're, again, Y-O-U-R. You're listening to the NFL on Fox Sports Radio. At least you guys get to see the good Hasselbeck play. Listen.
Wow.
Please, for the love of God, you're killing us with this. Just, if you want us to do the ins and outs, to say it's the Don and Mike Show on 790 KFM, we'll do it. We'll do it all friggin' day.
Exactly.
You want us to read something like a commercial? Again, we're here. We're available. But I want you to know, if you're listening in Spokane right now, and you're a Jew, that they have a problem with you at our radio station in Spokane.
Well, that's a pretty interesting statement they made, but they wanted us to read it.
Yeah, the thing is, the thing is, you get guys that sit around and go, hey, that sounds like something that Don and Mike would say. No. Something crazy.
No, that's not something Don and Mike would say, and that would be, if you're repeating that again and again and again, you would cause a problem with those idiots.
You think so? Wishing you happy holidays. We don't want to alienate the Jews listening by saying Merry Christmas. See, the thing is...
And that's, they cover both sides there.
Yeah.
Which is delightful.
Yeah. And we might mention, something like that once in a while, an offhand. I'm not saying that
You don't want it on that radio station 24/7.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I wouldn't say it. And if you want a clip of it, we'll get a clip of me saying it naturally. And then if you want to rerun it, but don't send us this stuff.
Don, get a live clip and they can just edit that racial bile into their basic system.
Here's one where they want us to get mad, where it's, this is Don, or just for me, Don, because it says get mad. This is Don from the Don and Mike Show. why the hell are we on the AM dial in Spokane? Then it says in parentheses, we'll tag show info onto the end of this one.
Uh-huh.
So it's like supposed to be, I'm crazy mad.
I'm angry.
Right.
Why am I so mad?
And then, you know, their guy comes on and goes, listen to Donald Mike every day. Come on, guys.
Find out why he's so angry.
Hey, this is Don Geronimo, and I'm Mike O'Mara.
Hi.
Don and Mike Show. Don't be a huge BM and miss us at noon on Spokane Sports Leader.
That's just now, how you once say again, it. We reserve the right to refer to somebody as a BM or not.
We call them,
but we do it naturally.
We call them BM eaters.
Right.
And you wouldn't say
we probably called somebody a BM.
Maybe we have, but the point is...
But not in that formal way.
We don't want some guy...
Hi, don't be a BM.
Don't be a huge BM.
Oh, don't be a huge BM.
Listen, here's what happens. Whenever you send us this stuff, this is the plan right now, and we've just realized you've sent us material.
That's it.
Okay? Please, again, whatever you need, in and out of commercials,
mm-hmm.
you know, any kind of station slugs, be more than glad to do it.
Exactly. Live long
just
day.
Don't write us this stuff.
And, don't do comedy writing.
And you won't...
A lot of Andy Richters out there.
You won't hear us on the internet either. Because, I don't know, our station, our show, just not as good as all these stations that play boxes of records.
And don't include stage directions like Get Mad.
Yeah, please.
I mean, you guys are usually pretty sharp to pick up on the nature of it.
They were overzealous in general.
Get Mad.
Let me call the Penny Man.
But Get Mad here, Don.
Think Pennyman's here today?
Alan Pennyman.
Alan Pennyman.
I've seen him.
I saw him earlier.
Yeah. He was here.
He's probably not picking up the phone.
He's very busy.
Man, did I have a great fight with him yesterday.
Really?
I didn't share it with you.
Hello, this is Alan Line 1.
No. All right, never mind. Another day. Argue with you.
Hello, this
day.
Is the Alan Line 1. The land of Line 1.
I want to tell you something great about Alan Line 1, because I don't want everything to be on this show a negative.
Oh, that's good.
And I don't want the perception to be, again, that we're complaining and we're railing. We're having fun with this. Yeah. And I want to tell you something yesterday. I think I mentioned this to Mike in private, but I'll share it with everybody. That it's great fun arguing with Alan Line 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I love arguing with him on the radio, obviously, but even off the radio, I love it.
It's recreational when you argue with him off the radio.
Because...
Sport.
The man simply, and not to take a page out of Rush Limbaugh's book, but
right.
really, I mean, he has no testicles. He's got none. There are some issues, some behind the scenes issues, stuff that we've not brought up here on the air because you don't need to hear about them.
Right.
But they're just small little procedural things mm-hmm. around the radio station. And he said to me yesterday on the phone, because there was supposed to be a meeting, and then the meeting got canceled, and I get called to the last minute and said, oh, the meeting is canceled because there was some crisis somewhere. I finally just said to him, man, you have no balls. I mean, I swear to Christ, I said this to my boss on the telephone. I'm speaking to him, and while I'm speaking to him, the gypsies are in cleaning the house. I've got to go out on the deck because I'm speaking
right.
so loudly because I'm scaring the gypsies.
Oh.
When I'm out on the deck, and I'm really saying to him, you have no balls. How can you possibly be a manager of a radio station when you can't make a decision on your own?
You're still mad about it.
You bet I am. Mm-hmm. But I want to say this. It gives me great pleasure to work for such a spineless bastard. Because here's the difference. And I was explaining this to Mike. And I say this to bring great joy to those who can get this. At least Ken Stevens would argue back.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he was dead wrong,
mm-hmm.
or Alan Goodman, any other, the general, or John Guerin, or going back in the day, they would argue back.
Right.
Alan doesn't argue back. Now,
you're trying to get him to argue back, even by doing this, right?
I think he doesn't argue back.
I mean, are you trying to get him to throw one at you?
Excuse me.
You want to spar?
Excuse me, I got the flu. I'm here.
Right.
I'm working under these awful conditions because I care, Alan. I care desperately. He's just such a pussy. And I wish for all of you the great, great internal calmness. You know, you can read this Deepak Chopra and
Deepak Chopra, right.
and everything else. But I'm saying there's nothing better than being on the phone with your immediate supervisor, and I ask you not, telling him right to his face on the phone, you have no balls. You have no authority. Nobody at the radio station believes anything that you have to say. And the day that you have a meeting to announce policy on how things are going to be done around here, the day you have that meeting, I will show up and wear a suit and tie, and I will take you to dinner that night on me, your choice of restaurants. But don't worry about it, because I know it's never going to happen, because you don't have the balls to do it. And I want to tell you, it's a high that's been with me, that's gotten me through this flu.
Wow. Yeah, it's not a high, though. And you are one pissed off man.
Yeah, but I'm.
You are very. I can tell. I'm
curbing
this,
it.
I haven't seen you this pissed off. And where was the positive that we were moving on?
Oh,
to?
Oh no! The positive is.
I'm trying to find it.
The positive is how great it is.
Right.
Even if your boss is an idiot and has no backbone, wow. How great it is to be able to tell him, and he offers no resistance. It's like at one point, I'm still yelling at him, and I've run out of things to yell
but
at him
about.
You're
legitimately mad.
No, I'm really mad.
I mean, you're doing it. It's not like you're doing this just to do it.
No, I'm mad. Mm-hmm. But then you get to the point where I've called him names. I've said awful things to him. I've told him everything I really think. He told me he's an idiot, that he can't run this place. He has no balls. And what I would, now, if I was the manager and someone talked like that to me, mm-hmm. I'd say, listen, I'm the boss. You don't talk to me like that. F you. Talk to me when you calm down. And I'd hang up the telephone.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Well, no, Alan, you know, as is his modus operandi, yesterday, he and I had a 45-minute play going on.
And
I was the actor. I mean, he was the audience.
Right.
It was just me telling him what a bad job he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's okay, I guess I'll have to disagree with you. Gee, do you think so?
And you want him to have that meeting.
Yeah, but he won't.
Not a fighter.
He won't. And Mike, you're right, I am hot, but when we came back from our whole contract thing, part of our deal was we were gonna try to play nice.
Oh, yeah, which is exactly what we're doing
right
now.
Working great.
Well, now cut me some slack.
No, you were nice here.
Like, because, you know, we only have two shows left until our vacation, and I'm sick.
Yes, you are.
So cut me some slack here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll stop this. I'll stop it.
Oh, I mean, just, you know, it's just, I hope that whatever comes out of this improves the situation.
Yeah.
You know, I do. I hope it improves the situation. And I think I know what you're doing. And, you know, maybe you'll hear from him.
Maybe.
Then maybe you won't.
Well, it should be a lovely Christmas party.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Party
now.
Night.
I'm looking forward to it more than ever.
So anyway, that's what's happening around here.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wish that for you. That's what I wish for you. My Christmas wish for you is that you work for a boss who is so socially retarded and is so inept at one-on-one relationships and so afraid of any type of confrontation that you can tell him to his face, on the telephone in this case, just that he has no balls, and that he just goes, okay,
mm-hmm.
okay, nice talking to you.
So that would be your Christmas wish.
That's my wish for anybody out there. Oh, but only if you got a boss like we do.
Right.
And Mike, I know that you're busting my balls about going on, but do you agree or please be honest, do you agree or disagree with the basic fire that's in my belly?
I'd like to make one statement
yeah?
for everybody that might be listening. My wish for everybody is that they get to their local CVS drugstore and pick up Airborne, a product that was endorsed by Charlene Tilton on this show.
I ain't
and
that
take
sick.
It, and take it as soon as humanly possible.
I ain't that sick.
It's good, and it's good for you.
This is not flu mad coming out. This is just end of everything coming
this
out.
This is Alan mad coming out.
Yeah, this is just, you know, it's
and I hope that Alan...
it's the entrails coming out now.
I hope that Alan communicates with you regarding this. And I hope there is policy around here.
No, I don't think...
What you're doing, you're like the kid that rebels. You're like the kid that rebels that's asking for his father to discipline him. That's exactly
mm-hmm.
what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Derek,
I'm probably,
yes. And it's not that I want to be disciplined. It's just, you know, Alan, there are issues on the table.
Uh-huh.
I won't waste everybody's time with it, but there are issues on the table about the running of a radio station. Questions, you know, just give me the answers. Just want to know where we stand.
Come to the day I see you in when you wear a suit and tie, will I have to wear one too?
No.
All right, that's all I care about.
See, here's my deal. In a nutshell. I don't see why, like last week when we were up in Baltimore,
right?
We had the guy, and you've referenced this a couple of times today already, because it was a good bit. Guy had a crab hanging from his ball sack.
This right. is, and just as a preface to this, this is kind of what you were telling me in the office. And I think for people to understand and get their heads around what you're talking about, this is a great example of one of the things that kills us when we're trying to do an entertaining program.
And we understand that we have to describe things, and we're doing the best we can, and it's funny, and it's, you know, it's listeners being crazy, and it's a great carnival atmosphere.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of this, and while we're on the air, Charlie Broyhill, our producer, grabs my shoulder, and I have to take my headphones off while we're on the air, and Mike talks for a second, and Charlie...
Yeah, and he's giving you the rules of what we can say and what
we're not. Charlie says to me, you can't say more than once the guy's got his pants off. I mean, what kind of ridiculous rule is this? The guy's got a crab hanging off his sack.
Uh-huh.
Who am I hurting by saying, oh, look, and his pants are off?
It's not anything sexual at all. Nothing about
it. There was supposed to be, since Alan is afraid to make any rule or take any statement, because I just asked point blank, what's wrong with saying the guy doesn't have his pants on? The guy's in the studio,
right,
and he's got a crab hanging from his sack.
And what your point is, you want a policy.
Yeah, I just want...
That's all we want.
You know,
clear.
Just one...
For everybody.
What is the policy for the company?
Uniform,
because,
fair,
because it
clear.
Seems... The line seems to be cloudy.
Yeah.
That's all. It's very...
To say the least. And it does always seem to... That the rules are... They pay more attention to the rules when it comes to this show.
Oh, you bet. Like last week...
We always seem to be the test case.
Mm-hmm. You know, like rectal bleeding. What's the problem there? You know they deleted that out?
That's ridiculous. It's a medical condition.
Right, I know it is. We're doing a medical game.
Yeah, it can be a funny... Obviously not if you have it.
No. So anyway, he's got no balls, and I wish you that this Christmas. And if that's the last thing I say to you that you hear before we go on vacation, take that with you. My boss is just a dumb MF-er, and I wish yours is too, and I pray you get to tell him that. And I hope it sticks with him every day throughout the holidays.
And happy holidays.
From the Don and Mike Show. Happy effing holidays.
Very good.
Happy merry effing Christmas. Not to alienate the Jews. The Backstreet Boys mom is coming up.
Yay!
Now, what in the name of God are we going to ask this woman?
Hold on. Now, Mike, here is an interesting question.
Next question.
And I'd like to hear the answer. Lance.
Yes.
Lance.
I'm here. I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead, Lance. Speak.
Go ahead, because I think this question has been answered.
Okay, well, I wasn't sure I heard the answer correctly. I was trying to find out why Mike kind of moved on to another subject when he was asked if he agreed or didn't agree with you about the operations manager there.
No, and I know why it is. It's because you think I'm going overboard, don't you?
I think you're not feeling well. I mean, I think how I feel because I told you in the office.
No, I said Mike feels the same way.
That. I mean, and I think I know what you're doing, and I don't think you're going overboard. I think what I wanted you to do was just not to keep doing it, was to explain it, and that's exactly what you did. And
yeah.
The crab thing is the perfect example of what we want is a policy. We want a policy where the law is the law. And that's the way it is.
Tell
us
where the line is.
It's not happening. And you know what? It's really a throwback to what we've dealt with this company for years and years and years and years.
You know what?
And you're frustrated because you had the conversation and I didn't. And if I'm not sounding like I'm behind you with it, I should.
And no, listen to this. Dig this now. Now that I hear you saying it, now I want to say to you.
Yeah.
Okay. But I understand. It's
moving. Yeah. Yeah. It's
what we said
really,
we weren't going to do.
It's exactly what we said we wouldn't do.
Right. But listen,
now you get me going.
I think we could be agreed on this. Is Alan ballless? Would you at least step up with me and say that with me, that he's got no balls?
I'll tell you why I can't say that.
Why? Why?
Because I've seen them.
All right. Well, then, just any...
I've never touched them, though.
When did you see his balls?
Good for you, Mike.
When?
It was one of the Christmas parties like 2 years ago.
No, you're kidding.
Yes, of course I'm kidding.
Oh,
it's a comedy effing radio show.
I hope you're kidding. I hope you're kidding.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
I think he's a heterosexual man. And now I get a call. Hey, Mike really didn't answer that question.
No, Mike answered the question. I dig what you're doing.
Somebody tells me I don't have balls, I knock them on their ass.
Yeah, no, you got balls. You know what you should do? You should cut off a piece of one of yours and give it to Alan. Cut off a piece of one.
I hope that we get some satisfaction out of all this too.
Well, who knows?
I really do. I mean, and I know that's what we want.
Who cares at this point? He's got no balls. You hear me? No balls. See you at the Christmas party.
Ho ho ho.
When we come back, AJ McLean's mother.
Ah.
And Mike brought up an interesting question. What are we going to say to her? We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
I couldn't pick her son out of a lineup.
We really don't know, but her son used to be a Backstreet Boy.
Well, there's
and
that.
Still is, so we'll be right back, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show. They are old and pathetic. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right. Let's see. We're waiting for the Backstreet mom. Her name is Denise. Denise McClain. It's AJ McClain. Mm-hmm. Is that right, Buzz?
I believe so.
I know you're the Backstreet aficionado.
Not all the Backstreet.
Do we have any Backstreet experts on the show?
I don't think so.
Are the Backstreet Boys still together?
Mike, these are all questions we'll be able to ask.
Who are the Backstreet Boys?
Exactly.
Dreamy. Super talented.
Super talented. Very exciting. Rob? Rob's grabbing a mic.
Bye, bye, bye.
They're sort of the missing link between the New Kids on the Block and NSYNC. They were sort of the boy band between those two, I think.
And here she is. Here she is now.
Mm.
Here is Denise. Hi, Denise.
Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. We were just talking your book, Backstreet Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Is a Mike? It's a memoir of a struggle, success, addiction, and triumph.
Wow! And now these are all things you went through.
Well, along with my son, yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, oh, that's right, because he had a drug problem, right?
Right.
Now, is he still a back?
Now it's all coming to me, actually, now that I hear her say that. Now I know the one okay. She's talking about. He's the one that had the little goatee beard thing, right?
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is he still a Backstreet Boy?
Oh, yeah.
At what point, and I've asked this of the Beach Boys, ma'am, what point will he be a Backstreet man?
Well, you know, that's a good question, because most guys I know don't ever grow up, so...
Well, your son was the most screwed up of all the Backstreet Boys, right?
The one with the most personality.
The one with the most interesting member, because of his lightning rod personality.
Is a good pick.
He was always very personable and outgoing, and I don't know, you know, necessarily if that led to him being screwed up. I mean, a lot of people have, you know, in that industry, have a lot of personality and have to be outgoing. The other four boys are as
now,
well.
Now, Denise, let me ask you, and please be honest, and we will plug your book, I promise. Are you one of those moms that took your kid and put him in front of all the auditions and did the JonBenet Ramsey, I mean, not beauty pageant, but are you one of those moms that pushed your kid into that
whole
thing?
Yeah, were you a stage mom?
Not at all, and actually it explains all of that, how he got involved with it in the book, and talks about how I went into musical theater because that was something, a love of mine from a very young age, and went into musical theater, but I never wanted to be on stage. I was always part of, like, the crew. You know, I wanted to paint sets and be a part of that.
Now, you've been on tour with the Backstreet Boys, right?
Yes, I have. I've worked for them and with them since day one, actually, starting out as a guardian for my son and then progressing on through the ranks up to publicist.
Wow. And you're still doing that?
No, I stopped doing that a couple of years ago.
What's the best part of the book?
What's the best part of the book? What?
What's the most interesting?
What, do you want a page number or what?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends what you're looking for. You can get a lot out
the
of
dirt.
It if you're a single mom.
Hold on.
Talk about that.
Here's what we'd like to know.
Yeah.
Now, the other guy, there were five guys. There were five Backstreet Boys.
Right.
The pretty one. Now, did you ever see him with Britney Spears?
The pretty one. Who are you referring to? They're all good-looking guys.
Hold on, I got my...
Right,
I'm sorry,
man.
I got
the wrong man. You're thinking about Instagram.
Yeah, sorry.
Man, that was not a diss. I'm sorry. And your son is very pretty. I don't mean that he's not pretty. It's Justin Timberlake was the one with... Right? And now that I'm thinking about it, the Backstreet Boys, the other ones are the guys that came out like puppets, right? And the Backstreet Boys are the guys that had the video where they're wearing masks. Like
right,
Halloween
back,
masks?
Back video like the monsters, yeah.
Right, gotcha. You know what? I think I might have liked them better.
Well,
for a while. For a while, I think I liked them better, and then I liked the other ones better. But then Hanson came along.
Oh, wow, dreamy.
Oh, please.
So listen, how much... Your son, obviously, is got to be worth a few bucks. You, as his mom and business partner, are you doing okay money-wise?
You know, I hold my own. I'm a mom, and moms always survive, and I've been a survivor since he was, you know, well before he was born, so.
How many records the Backstreet Boys sell, approximately?
You know, they sold millions of albums, so, I mean.
I mean, are we talking about 20, 30, 40 million?
Oh, probably more than that. Worldwide, I've heard numbers up to, like, 70 million.
Do you get a piece of that?
Do I? No.
No. It's because you were, like, a PR person for him?
No, no.
There's another thing, and I don't know your relationship with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, this guy is so skeezy. The guy, Lou Pearlman, the guy that, you know, Mike, the big fat guy that...
Yeah. That kind of made the boy bands?
Yeah, that he put together all the bands, and now I hope you're not friends with him, because I can smell the guy when I see a picture of him.
What's your take on the guy, Denise?
Well, I mean, he started out as Mr. Nice Guy, but like anybody else who wanted to make a buck off of something,
like,
you know,
Hitler.
Yes, and it turned.
Exactly.
He started off good.
Sure.
He made good roads.
Yep.
So
he betrayed the boys pretty badly.
Wow. So you don't like him.
How did he betray him?
Well, by really getting everybody to sign contracts that weren't really up to par and not allowing people to get legal advice, you know. Because he portrayed being the big papa image and the nice guy and the I'll take care of you guy.
Well, now, didn't you get to see any of the contracts or look at the paperwork to see that your son was, I'd be guessing you're saying your son was getting...
I'm not a lawyer.
He was getting screwed with this. Well, you know how much, like for every CD, how much he got?
Oh, I don't know I don't know all the ins and outs of it. I mean, I know that, you know, they eventually took him to court, which was public, you know, that was public knowledge. And
were you a permissive mom?
Permissive?
Yes.
No, not really. Never got into that too much.
Where's, if you don't mind me asking...
Uh-huh.
Where's the mister?
Actually, I just got married November 1st, remarried.
Oh,
I mean, I meant the
congratulations.
Thank you. I'm actually Mrs. Solis now.
Oh, congratulations. What about the other guy?
The first one?
Yeah, I guess AJ's dad?
AJ's father.
Yeah.
We haven't had really contact for years.
For years. Now, does he get any of this dough, any of his Backstreet Boys money?
No, Alex and him had a couple of falling outs, and I doubt very much that any of that went back to him, unless that's between him and his son. But
you call him Alex?
Huh?
You call him Alex?
I call him Alex, yeah. That's because, to me, as it explains in the book, Alex and AJ are two different people.
Ah.
So.
Yep. Which is the bad one? Which is the Mr. Hyde?
AJ is definitely the Mr. Hyde.
Is he the one that got into drugs?
That's the way we look at it, yeah.
Alex didn't take the drugs.
Well, I mean, obviously.
Sounds like a little denial to me.
a little kind of weirdness there, but yeah, I mean, if you look at it, we look at it that way, because he definitely was out of himself, yeah.
Now we all hear the stories about crazy things on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest, you're a Backstreet Boys mother.
Mm-hmm.
You ever get any action on the road? Anybody ever come up to you and go, hey?
I see a picture in here with Steven Tyler of Aerosmith planting a nice one on you.
I met a lot of great people on the road, met a lot of famous people who I still communicate with. Steven. He calls me mom.
Anybody ever hit on you?
Of course. You know.
You want to name names?
You ever say yes?
Everybody, you know, tries to get through thinking they're going to get to the boys.
You don't have to name names, but if you could answer Don's question, did you ever say yes?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah, of course you did.
What do you expect me to say, guys? Come on.
No, yeah. Of course you did. You ever tongue kiss Carson Daly?
Thank God, no.
Now, when you say the backstage betrayals,
mm-hmm.
Are you talking about the guy like that Pearlman guy, or are you talking about other things?
No, primarily him. Primarily Lou, yeah.
Do you think he ever touched your boy?
If that had happened, I certainly would have heard about it, and he never came to me with...
I heard he's like Michael Jackson. That
huh?
all the boys in his boy bands, I heard.
Oh.
That he's all hands.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen that. Something, that part of his personality never came out as far as my son was concerned. Now, I don't know about any of the other boys or what they told their parents, but...
You ever party with the Osmonds, Mom?
No.
Mm-hmm. What would be your advice for any aspiring stage mother?
Well, I mean, I would just say that you know, all, as I say in the book, all children have some talent or another. I mean, everybody's child is special. And I just think you need to support your child and communicate with your child.
With all he went through, would you do it seriously? Would you do it again? Would you do it the same way? Or would you maybe keep him out of it because it messed up his life so bad?
No, I mean, he's still a good person, and it really, he's fine now. You know, he went through a rough patch, but...
How old was it, ma'am? How old was he the first time he told you that he hated you?
That he hated me?
Yeah.
How old was probably, he? You know, a teenager, like every other teenager. Mm-hmm.
And now, please to be a dear and discuss your beauty regimen.
My beauty regimen?
Your daily beauty regimen.
We like to, for any guest on the show, we like to get cosmetic tips.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I definitely, I'm a great believer in... scrubbing my face with a washcloth.
Yes.
To keep it glowing, you know, my skin glowing.
Right, good stuff.
Yes, right.
I use a moisturizer.
What type?
Important.
Care to give me a plug?
I use, can I say a brand name?
You sure can, of course,
please.
On this program.
I use the Body Shop brand products because it's pure.
Very good.
I'm allergic to stuff, so.
Now, do you shower or do you bathe?
I shower.
You shower. Do you ever stop for a luxurious bath?
Yes, actually, I do like to take bubble baths. I have a jacuzzi tub. Ah.
Shampoo alone or shampoo and conditioner?
Shampoo and conditioner.
Very good.
And wise.
Now, please to be a dear and give us a synopsis of your favorite recipe.
My favorite recipe?
Yes, because you are a mom of a Backstreet
Boy. Oh, gosh. Well, there's a family recipe that we make that's done with a special kind of cabbage that is only sold in the winter called Savoy cabbage.
And cabbage. Yeah, how do you make it?
How do you make it? You cream the cabbage and you add bacon and onions to it.
Bacon.
Sounds delicious.
It actually, I mean, if you're a cabbage, you have to like cabbage. So.
Sounds
just delicious.
Sounds fantastic.
So this book, let's talk about projections for sales. I've seen it.
I think we just had a projection.
I've glanced at it, and I would guess, I'm going to say you're going to sell... 150 copies of this book.
Well, I certainly hope so.
How many have you sold so far?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen the sales statistics for this week, but it's been on the upward trend.
Like,
and we just did Oprah today, so I'm hoping that will boost.
That's a copy that the publisher sent us that's not fancy.
Did you get a galley copy?
Yeah.
Is that what this is called, a galley copy?
Yeah. Right. The galley copy.
I've never seen one of those.
Formal cover on it, yeah.
So it does. That's why I was wondering. Because I was going to say you're not going to sell a lot of them unless you put a picture of him.
No. We have a picture of Alex and I on the cover. You can actually see it on my website.
Very good.
What is that, honey?
That's backstreetmom.com.
And you were on Oprah today?
Yes, Alex and I were on Oprah today.
How was it?
It was very good. They plugged the book and they Alex talked about
I think we
it.
Have
the
a clip.
Thing.
I think we have a clip. Now this might be a clip. Was there a moment? I haven't seen this because this was on the air while we were on the air. Was there a moment when Oprah was just speaking to your son? I mean, was there any one-on-one? Because that's how it's labeled here. Oprah
there,
talks.
Yeah, in the beginning, yes.
Yeah, okay, so now let's hear the clip. Oprah talks to AJ from today's
All right,
Oprah Winfrey
let's
show. She likes him.
Mm-hmm.
She really Look at that. She likes your son. She says he's the best.
Very.
What was that, Denise?
Very strange.
Yes, there. Oh. Welcome to our show.
So, this, I'm guessing, is the perfect stocking stuffer.
So, I would like to think so, yes.
Okay. That's wonderful. Well, we hope everybody. Yes, the book. The book is Backstreet Mom, A Mother's Tale of Backstreet Boy AJ McLean's Rise to Fame, Struggle with Addiction, and Ultimate Triumph.
Oprah did plug it now for the book club. Listen to this.
All right.
Here she is.
As you can hear, Oprah said she could not put it down.
That's it. You don't get endorsements like that very often.
That's true.
She could not put it down. Ma'am, listen, I know we've been kidding you. I just want to say we meant everything. And good luck with your book. Have you seen the movie Mommy Dearest?
Yes, I have.
Okay. It's one of our favorite movies. It was never like that in the house with AJ, was it?
No.
Okay, that's wonderful.
No.
Well,
don't
good luck
use
with
wire hangers at all.
good luck with the rest of your book tour.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Good luck, Denise.
Bye, good night. Thanks for coming on the show, Denise.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
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 Okay, there she goes.
Well, that's...
I think we did the best with that. We made pudding.
You guys were amazing.
We made pudding that time out of you-know-what.
I mean, we could have gone to the sex quiz, but frankly, who cares, right?
It's, exactly.
It's the Backstreet Boys' mom.
So this is a galley copy.
Yeah.
That's
right.
That is something. That's where they normally get filed.
Keep that in the galley. I'll file it in the galley.
Right there. I got a break. Now, listen, when we come back, we're going to give away the key, for the Jeep that we're giving away on Friday.
Very exciting.
And listen to this now, please. Very serious. We're going to do a Craig Wilson thing here today.
Oh, good.
But the person that we select from the telephone, and we'll start with call 1-800-877-365-3636. You really got to be a Craig Wilson fan, an aficionado. We'll ask you a couple of questions about Craig.
You're very good.
To make sure that you're really a Craig fan. Because what we've got for you today, I think you're going to love his column in USA Today. Is just garbage. It's garbage.
Oh, it's garbage.
It's something about his permanent record from back in high school.
Right.
And it's just, it's no good. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, this is the last time this year we're going to do this.
Yeah.
I've written one of these. Rob has written one of these.
Right.
I think Joe has written one of these.
Right.
And I'll tell you, we have also put our collective heads together.
Mm-hmm.
And we've written one. Now, when we come back from the break, There is a Craig Wilson story that's not in today's newspaper. And it's either one that we all made up or one from his collection, the book,
right,
the Best of Craig Wilson. And it'll be up for the person. What's the name of the book?
I can't even.
Who knows?
The Best of Craig Wilson.
That was
No, it's Backstreet Mom.
That was it. Anyway, if you guess, you hear it. Mike isn't in on the gig, so Mike will read it with me like we always read.
I'll read it just like I'm reading a regular column.
Like we're reading the Craig Wilson, and then you on the phone, you describe, and you hear it, and then you say, it's either real or it's fake. And then if you're right, you win $100 and the key that can start the Jeep.
It's that easy.
Wow. But we can get our caller right here. They're up to a number 100. We got to be a Craig aficionado, though. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Are you really a Craig Wilson fan?
Yes, sir.
What's his partner's name?
Jack.
It's his dog's name.
Ooh.
That's a hard one, Mike.
What quality does he like in a moccasin?
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Goodbye forever.
Dog's name is easy.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike Show.
That.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, what's Craig's dog's name?
Biscuit.
Wrong.
No.
We'll get one more caller, then we got to change the question. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
What's his dog's name?
I don't know his dog's name.
I'll tell you right now, his dog's name is Murphy.
Murphy.
And he likes his moccasins buttery.
Buttery moccasins.
I've got a follow-up question.
Okay, we'll do it after the break.
Okay.
Bobby, call that. So now you see, you got to be to the level we're at.
Yeah.
You got to be.
Which is obsessed with him.
You got to be into Craig Wilson.
Absolutely.
Come on in. There's plenty of room for all of us in here.
Pleased to be a deer and join us.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Man,
certainly better than this.
I have so much to do this holiday season. Woo! I hope I can get it all done, Mike.
Well, with all that running around, this is one of those months that you don't have to worry about going over your minutes. Because Singular lets you roll over. Singular lets you roll over any of your unused anytime minutes. I love me some rollover minutes, Don.
Hey, speaking of rollover, how you doing, Alan? Make a switch to Singular. Call today, 1-866-SINGULAR, or log on to singular.com or visit any Singular wireless store. Make sure you tell them Donaldo and Miguel send ye.
Switch today and get a free $50 gift card when you sign up for plans that start at $39.99 with 2-year service agreement. Good for Singular equipment, accessories, airtime, or bill payment. Get it all in, baby.
Right you are. Only Singular has rollover. And A.J. McLean's mother from the Backstreet Boys says she loves Family Talk.
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular Wireless store for details. And happy holidays.
This commercial has been our gift to you.
WJFK.
Please return it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oops.
Come out. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Is
is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Moving faster than the speed of justice, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, as we get closer to the Jeep giveaway from Paris, the Jeep Liberty worth $23,000. You know, only 18 people are going to have a chance to win this car. Pretty terrific odds. Going to be live on the radio on Friday. Everybody will be here for the free party. And I want to mention that Outback Steakhouse, of course it's a free party. These people won money and keys. Of course it's a free party.
Right.
They're also getting food that's free. Good food from Outback Steakhouse. They'll be providing food during this Friday's broadcast. Give them a gift they can sink their teeth into. Outback Steakhouse holiday gift certificates in $10, $25, and $50 denominations.
Good.
That is from Outback Steakhouse. We thank them. Now a call 100. See if we can find a real Craig Wilson fan. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's your name?
Andy.
Andy, where are you from?
Baltimore.
Right on, Live 105 FM.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Are you a Craig Wilson fan?
I try to be.
Can you name one of the two places he has taken his mother on vacation and written about in the column?
I don't know. My mom's a whore.
You're not even close.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm Freddy.
Okay. Can you name one of the two places that Craig has taken his mother to on vacation?
No, I can't. I'm not even going to try. Yeah. Think so.
A real Craig fan would know that.
You got to be. Should I go with one more person on
this?
One more, you think?
Why not?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Where has Craig Wilson taken his mother on vacation and written about it in his column?
London.
Pardon me?
London.
No. What did he say?
London.
He said London.
London. Oh, yeah. I said Lion.
This is a tough one.
Hey, Don and Mike, is this really that
tough? Yeah, I think so. I mean, I knew the answers to the other questions.
Well, I know one. I know one of the places.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we have.
Hi, this is Francis.
Francis, can you tell us one of the two cities that Craig Wilson has taken his mother to and written about in the column?
I believe he went to Spain.
No, not to Spain.
I'm sure he's been, but I think the one that stands out in our mind is
France. They went to Paris.
And Tuscany, or Italy, we would have accepted. Here's a follow-up question.
Okay.
In what official capacity did Craig serve at his high school prom?
I think that, and you're phrasing
hard.
It in a difficult way.
Excellent.
Well, what was his job at the prom?
That's right.
That's
what was
a hard
his prom
one.
Job?
What committee was he on at the prom?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Great question.
Hello.
Yeah.
That's hard. What's your name?
Eric.
Eric, where are you from?
Federal.
Right, WJFK 106.7. All right, Robbie, give him the question.
What job did Craig Wilson have at his high school prom?
At his what, I'm sorry?
High school prom.
What job?
Yes. Yeah.
He was chairman of a committee.
Oh, a decorating committee.
That's
yeah!
Right. That is right.
We got a guy. We got a guy.
That's good.
Now
that's good.
Easy question.
Hey, all right. We got a Craig fan here.
Now you're in. Let me tell you first.
that's a good one.
First off, you want a coupon book. Basically, what this is a year full of free WWE pay-per-view events.
All right.
May I recommend WWE Armageddon this Sunday on in-demand pay-per-view? Call your local Comcast or Cox cable system. You got a year's worth of WWE pay-per-view.
All right.
You get that.
Now, my partner Tony loves WWF.
Okay, here's the deal. We have a column.
Yeah.
We have a column that is either one that was actually written by Craig or written by Robbie and me. Now, it's up to you to decide. If you decide correctly after we read it, you will win $100 and a key that can start the Jeep.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
And Mike, let me see. I got your copies right here.
Very good.
Here we go. His column today just could not suck enough. And let's see.
So this is a substitute.
You ready, Mike?
I'm ready. Real or fake?
From the UFA today, the final word by Craig Wilson.
If you've never owned or rented a cottage at the lake or a beach house at the shore, you wouldn't understand. But if you have, you already know the pleasures of the outdoor shower.
It sounds like such a simple thing, an outdoor shower.
But in fact, it's one of mankind's greatest inventions.
Where else can you stand before all creation under an open sky, shower the sea salt from your skin, and do it all behind nothing more than a bush or a hedge or a teetering screen of latticework built by some weekend carpenter who should never think of quitting his day job?
I remember well the first time I showered au naturel outside. It was at a cottage on the sandy Canadian shores of Lake Erie. I remember standing on a wood pallet, turning the faucet on the side of the cottage, and screaming as cold water sprinkled down on me from the oversized shower head above. And all without a bathing suit on, no less. It was heaven.
I felt a little decadent, although I didn't know what the decadent was at the time. I was 10.
Oh, God.
All I knew was I liked it. It was like sleeping without pajamas, although I didn't know that pleasure yet either.
There are far too few activities left in life that allow you to wear no clothes outside. Legal activities, anyway. Over the years, I've vacationed at beach houses from Maine to Miami. And the first thing I do is look to see if there's a shower tucked away somewhere, hanging off the side of a house, or behind a boxwood hedge. If not, it's not really a beach vacation.
I mean, what's the point? You drive for hours to get there, you unload a trunk full of groceries and clothes, you rush to spend that first afternoon at the beach, and then you get back to the house and have no shower inside. Doesn't seem worth the effort to me.
Some would say you should go inside to shower, but some would be wrong. I'm sure it's only a matter of time before a do-gooder will come along and attempt to ban outdoor showering. Of course, this will be someone who's never taken an outdoor shower or has heard somewhere along the way that it's a pleasurable, enjoyable, liberating activity, and therefore potentially hazardous to the family unit.
We will fight them to the end.
We will fling bars of ivory soap if we must.
The Society for Outdoor Showering, SOS, will mobilize.
Let's be rational about this. If anything, showering outdoors is as wholesome as singing in the rain. Except you have no clothes on. How can you argue against cleanliness? How can you argue against no sand in the house? The whole operation is a perfect exercise in efficiency.
After a long day at the beach, your skin still tingling with the sun, the salt still on your lips, you step behind the hedge. Turn on the tap.
Hold on.
Yeah.
We got to do a reset because you got great paragraph there.
Yeah.
I think you can take that one from the top, Mike.
After a long day at the beach, your skin still tingling with the sun, the salt still on your lips, you step behind the hedge, turn on the tap, and let the water run down your tan line. You wash the sand out of your hair. You wash the sand out of your swimsuit. You wash the sand out of your day.
Only then are you ready for cocktails on the porch. A beach activity that also has charms. But it's no outdoor shower.
The final word.
The final word by Craig Wilson.
Yeah,
you, my friend.
Oh, that was good.
Being the aficionado that you are, you've listened to these Craig Wilson things. Keeping in mind that if you're right, you get a key. We'll see you Friday. You can win a $23,000 car. Oh, and $100. Mm. Is that real or is that a fake one?
That has got to be the most over-the-top Craig Wilson. I say it's fake.
Oh!
You are a big, fat loser.
No way!
Yes, way.
It was real. It is real.
Oh my God!
It is real. Enjoy.
I would have thought it was a fake too.
Enjoy your
outdoor showers. I mean, come on.
My only clue was the outline of the page that was here. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what gave it away for me. No, but I really, if I hadn't seen that and it had been written differently, I would have.
We've done some before. We put the outline of the page on purpose.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. See, I thought it was. I,
still,
I Yeah, but I mean, I would have thought if I hadn't seen that outline and processed it that way, I would have thought that it was a fake.
Right. Listen, big loser, you still get the WWE stuff.
Wow.
All right.
Oh, he's disappointed.
Hey, sorry, that's it. You play the game.
But I still love Craig Wilson, though.
All right, thank you, my friend. Well, I guess we might as well just take the next caller.
Yeah, why not? Somebody that has no skill whatsoever.
What the hell? Hello, Don and Mike show.
How are you going to pick the next person to get that cake?
Except it won't be this guy.
Yeah.
I just promise you it won't be this guy.
You want to have some test of skill at all?
Well, ask me something. Listen, if you listen to the whole show today, who's the guest we had on in the first hour today? We had a
friend. I didn't listen to the whole show. But
greed.
Don't deserve it then. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, this is Mindy.
Hi, I'm Mindy.
Oh, you gotta like a Mindy.
Hi, Mindy. Mindy. Hi, Mork. Have you listened to the whole show today?
Yes, I have been.
Okay, who is the celebrity that we had on in the first hour of the show? Very famous, funny guy, TV star. Honey. Come on, Mindy.
Drew Carey?
Yes, that's right. It was Drew Carey.
Great.
No. Well, we'll give away the key later.
Wow. All right.
Incidentally, it's Tim Conway.
Right.
He was promoting something about aspirin being bad for you.
Yeah.
Go to www.2reduce.org for more information.
Very good.
There's the plug for Tim Conway. And how about that guy on the phone? I thought he was going to nail the fact.
I really thought it was you guys writing it. I really did. When I was reading it, I thought it was, because you're great at picking the really over the, God, what a, running down your tan line.
What a grand gay.
Wow.
Really, what a grand gay he is.
He's the best.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
outdoor shower,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is.
That's me. He made it up.
All right, Buzz, your lead story tonight.
Spousal abuse in the news. Whitney Houston versus Bobby Brown.
Oh, no. There they go. There they go. You hit the alarm.
Hilarity ensues.
And, Mike, I don't want to give away. I'm privy to some of Buzz's.
Right, I know.
Wait, let me just say that Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Never mind. He did. Listen, it's what he did.
Was he a bad guy again?
Well, it depends.
It depends on your perspective. Yes. Okay,
yeah,
boys.
Mike, yes. Right. Yes, he was.
Yes. Okay.
You're balanced.
These balanced. Two are, yeah. For some, yeah. There are a couple of people unhinging their jaws in here.
Yeah, I know.
It's a balancing act. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. I'll tell you this, he didn't hit her at the Special Olympics.
Oh, there you go. Absolutely.
She didn't have cancer?
Of any sort.
Or, right. Or lung cancer.
Lung cancer.
That was all very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They like their cruelty the way they like their women.
Yeah.
Naked. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Time for Buzz's news and comments now. Buzz brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor.
Doctor developed, clinically tested. Veramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Veramax. 1-888 try VMAX. Let's see if we can just give away this key right now.
Very good.
Somebody just calling in right now.
Random.
Be listening. Hello. Well, we're hanging up.
There we go.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Speak to us.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Can I apply for the key? Yeah. I'm a 100 caller.
Well, yeah. No, I'm sorry. Bye. Just changed my mind.
No, just too much of a DD.
Damn dummy?
Yes. Very much so.
Don't be a dumbass.
Hello,
for Christmas.
Don and Mike Show. Yeah, Buzz wrote that down and brought it in. And
that was a gem from you today.
In card form. That I said, don't be a dumbass for Christmas.
Don't be a dumbass for Christmas.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oops.
I've got a melody in my head already.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, my friend. What's your name?
Jeff.
All right, Jeff. You a listener to the show?
Yes, I am.
Big listener every day?
Every day.
How long have you been listening today?
Probably since about 5.
It's about 5?
About half the show.
Right.
Okay. Who's got no balls?
Alan Mine won.
No. That's a winner.
Winner, yeah, that's a total winner.
You should give him half a key since he's listened to half the show.
Well,
now, Rob.
At the end, get out of here, Rob.
Come on, don't be a dumbass for Christmas.
Stop it, Rob.
Listen, okay, you get the key.
All right.
And $100. And we'll see you on Friday.
All right, thanks, guys.
But hold on. Oh, wait a minute. Let me give you some more stuff. Also, tickets to see Jane's Addiction and Marilyn Manson with the Used Sunday, December 28th, Patriot Center. Get your ticket now at Ticketmaster.com. You've also won a Christmas bear from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. Go to VermontTeddyBear.com. You've also won There's Something About Mary on DVD. Don't forget 20th Century Fox. And the Farrelly Brothers have a new movie that looks good, Stuck on You.
Yeah.
Matt Damon with special guest Cher and Greg Kinnear starts on a Friday. Plus, you want a pajamagram. Send a pajamagram for any occasion. Shop online at pajamagram.com.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. You know what that is right there? You just got the money shot.
Yep, that's it. You got the load.
That's it.
Appreciate it, guys.
Shot my load right there. Enjoy.
All right, thanks.
You bet. Hold on, please.
Richard, you must be watching Spanked Revision.
Now here's Buzz with a very serious story.
Yes. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Police in Georgia are considering filing criminal charges against singer Bobby Brown. Sunday night, they got a call from Whitney Houston to report some domestic abuse. When the cops arrived at Whitney's suburban Atlanta home, they found her with a cut lip and bruised cheek. She told the officers Brown hit her in the face during an argument, but Bobby wasn't there. He'd just left for the airport by the time police arrived.
You know, sometimes it's not even necessary to explain the joke.
It's true.
Well, no, you gotta listen.
Just listen to the music that could not be more inappropriate for this story.
Well, for Bobby, because this, you gotta listen to the story. Then. What, Bobby,
happy
yeah.
days
Hi,
are
this
here.
This is Bobby Brown.
Hi, Bobby.
Yeah. I'm chilling down here with the two fat men.
So, you know, she won't listen, and then what does he do?
Well, apparently she ended up with the cut lip and the bruised face.
Yeah.
And then he took
off. She called the cops.
She called the cops, and but by the time the cops got there, he'd already gone to the airport to catch a flight to California.
Wow.
Goodbye.
So he's going to jail again.
Well, it's possible. They haven't filed any charges yet.
They don't know where he is.
Police have been trying to contact him to get his side of the story. Brown's been in trouble with the law before for drunk driving and parole violations. If he has to go to jail again, it'll be because he just wouldn't listen.
Hi, this is Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm chilling down here with the two fat men.
There you go. Thank you, Bobby.
Is this right? Bob Barker is thinking about retiring.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I believe that is a total rumor that you're hearing, Buzz Burbank, and it's all a bag of lies.
And I got a theory on this about why they're pushing Bob out.
Why?
First off, he's 80.
Yeah.
The other guy's dead.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Rod Roddy is dead.
Right.
Let's say that maybe they've got someone younger they want for the job, or maybe they just want to get rid of the prices, right?
Right.
Robbie, when is it? Is it next Friday or this? Is it this Friday?
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. during the Christmas party.
What it is during the WJFK Christmas party, it's what I envision is the grand Get Lost Bob Barker special.
Oh, that's Saturday night, yes.
Saturday night, the primetime show?
Yeah. Saturday night, they're going to pay homage to me.
Well, it is Bob's 80th birthday celebration.
I am going to be honored.
And a $1 million Price is Right game, which is like CBS's way of saying, you've been great, now get out of here.
Yeah, no, it's going to be special.
They could bring in someone younger, like Tim Conway.
Tim Conway would be fine. I'm going to retire.
You know who I think would be a good host?
Who?
It's Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown,
Bobby.
Once he gets done with his legal woes, we'll welcome you to the Price is Right.
Bobby Brown.
And now, here's our new host for The Price is Right, Bobby Brown.
Hi, this is Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
I'm chilling down here with the two fat.
Could you picture that? You go,
Let's play Black Eye.
Whitney, what are your bet? What are your price?
I'll bet 1946.
Oh! You bitch!
That is wrong.
That is so wrong.
So many levels.
Oh, Bobby, you've done it again. You've smacked her around.
So anyway, I think that Bob Barker is being shown the door by CBS.
Yeah, do you think they'll get rid of the prices right? Do you think they'll bring in another host? Sounds like it's up to him, and I have information on that, as a matter of fact.
Price is Right expert, Rob Spiewak. Rob.
It makes so much money for the network, because it doesn't cost hardly anything to produce.
So maybe I'm wrong.
Very popular.
Pardon the grammar, but
maybe they don't want to get rid of him. Yeah. Buzz, what is the story?
Well, he does turn 80 on Friday. I did double-check this. And yes, there will be a primetime special honoring that the following night, on Saturday night. Also drawing close is the December 31st deadline by which Bob has to notify the Price is Right production company whether he'll do another year.
All right, Bobby Brown, how much for a Band-Aid?
As of yesterday, he still hadn't decided. Quoting Bob, nothing goes on forever. They've talked with me about helping find a new host. They want someone who will have my blessing. Bob says retirement would be quite an adjustment for him since he's had a daily show to go to for the last 87 years.
And I'd like to see him retire because you know what? He is just about, he's really, for an 80-year-old guy,
oh, yeah.
He's hung in there, and I think this would be a good time for him to go.
You know, they should replace him with someone younger, hipper, handsomer.
George Michael.
Perfect. Bob's still in good health, does lots of exercise, and eats well.
I eat well, and I spay and neuter myself.
You know, who's going to be on his 80th birthday special?
Who?
I think Buzz may have had this on the news, or I read it somewhere. Yeah. Chuck Norris. Yes. Because Chuck Norris is the guy who taught karate.
To Bob?
To Bob.
That's right, I'm an 8th degree black belt.
Bob says his doctor has told him, you know, Bob, at the age of 80, maybe you ought to hang up the spinning kicks. It might be time to stop with the spinning kicks.
Oh, he's a wonderful doctor.
You got to love Bob Barker. Because first off,
I love Bob Barker.
First off, he admitted that he banged those girls on the show, but he said that we were just having sex.
Yeah, after his wife died.
His wife's dead, so he can go bang anybody he wants.
Sure.
Second, he was just very nice to us when we met him, and he let Rob and I climb all over the Plinko board. We really did. He didn't care.
He's still very popular with college kids, a big part of his home audience and the studio audience as well. Jerry Seinfeld, meanwhile, is making a B movie. A movie about bees. A cartoon, actually. Computer animation. He's agreed to write, produce, and voice the starring role in Bee Movie for DreamWorks.
Hey, I'm a bee, because bees are organized.
Yeah, well,
I'm organized. Man. You know what? Mike, this is Don speaking, though. Ask Jerry.
Yes.
It's been my thought that I've said for years that gays are organized. I've said that. Me, Don, not Jerry.
Right.
Yeah, what is that? What are you trying to say, Jerry? That you're gay?
I'm gay. I'm gay. George is gay.
Yes.
Kramer's gay.
They're all gay.
And Wayne Knight is gay.
What about Elaine?
Elaine's a lesbo.
Okay, they're all gay.
She's a hermaphrodite.
Very good.
Morty Seinfeld?
Gay. Oh.
Gay.
Gay.
Gay, gay, gay.
Bee society, according to Jerry, is, and I quote, the world...
Oh, and also about Morty Seinfeld?
Uh-huh.
He beats his wife.
Oh, dear. Really? Spousal abuse.
I didn't know
you
that.
You know, the lady with the big hairy Carrie glasses.
Oh, dear.
Bee society, according to...
Where does he have the...
No. Morty has the hairy, big...
Yes. That's right.
Quoting Jerry, the bees have the world's most harmoniously run organization. The movie, with the help of Steven Spielberg, comes out in 2006.
You know, there's a theory, if you think about it, that bees are harmonious, but you're going to like this, Rob. I've never even mentioned this to you. Bees are very German-like, that they work towards one common goal.
Organized.
Oh, you have the worker bees that do the stuff for the queen bee, and the worker bees are just like idiots.
Mm-hmm.
They just believe the propaganda. The queen bee says, go out and build me stuff and do stuff for me, and I'm going to make your life better. And they end up just being, you know, splattered on your windshield.
It's very true, and the queen bee was good at first.
Get away from the microphone right now.
Why?
Me?
Yes.
Come on.
No good can come of this.
Come
you
on.
Two, you evil, evil men.
Crowds were organized. Bees are organized.
Little evil
look no
men.
Further than nature.
Yes, of course. And then they all participated in the Special Olympics and spousal abuse.
And like,
you
and
did that at that time.
I did it that time. That's
bees.
Right.
And like bees, Nazis followed a queen.
Mm-hmm.
Arnold Schwarzenegger gone.
Hey,
show.
What's the deal with Hitler's flatulence?
Arnold Schwarzenegger's gone back on his promise to investigate the groping charges. So forget all the talk about Arnold hiring a private eye to investigate Arnold.
I say to everyone here today and to all Californians
here today,
keep my oath and you.
It's amazing when he was sworn in and he said that to his audience.
I couldn't believe it. He says he's focusing on governing California.
Right.
Quoting a spokesman, there was very little point to the investigation. The issue's become too political. He's apologized, but thinks the time has come to move on. He's doing the work the people sent him to do.
Mike, here comes the group of bees. Notice them flying in perfect formation.
And they're holding up posters of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold's bees.
All of these bees. Arnold's bees. Hey, Buzz.
Skip.
Buzz. Somebody give Buzz his paycheck this week.
Is there any coincidence that it's the Sacramento bee?
I don't think so. Arnold says the accusations befuddled him. Quote, 35 years in this country, and I've never had any complaints. A few days before the election, there was 16 that had, you know, complaints.
And hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
They're dead.
You know, complaints about their breasts.
Television befuddled them.
Arnold's spokesman also blames questionable journalism. Yeah, of course. Now, for the last few weeks, I've been watching Liza Minnelli do something she's never done before. Act in a TV series.
Oh, I didn't say SD. Suck a D.
Oh, I think, yeah.
That's funny.
For now, at least, she's a regular on Arrested Development, the Fox sitcom that follows Malcolm in the Middle on Sunday nights.
That was her husband.
Her acting, that's right. Her acting has been excellent, and for Liza, she looks good. As she tells the Associated Press, she likes the work, quoting her, "It's wacky, it's the maddest thing I've ever seen," which
it's
sounds like...
simply mad, darling.
Sounds like Liza.
We do, we have the Liza tape.
Oh, good.
You know, because Liza was on our show.
That's right.
This is Liza Minnelli. Don and Mike, how can I say this, are a gay.
Congratulations. This is Max Baer Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies, and you just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
Thank you, Max.
Liza says, I'm having so much fun doing it because I'm finally allowed to use my comic ability. Right now, she's signed for 6 episodes, but it sounds as though she and executive producer Ron Howard would like to continue. Quoting her, you never know. Life is full of surprises. I love...
I'm attacking a big white bitch.
I love taking new roads. One of those roads is her own line of makeup.
Hershey.
No. Think she's ever taken the dirt road?
Yeah, the Hershey. Buzz, what is next?
Oh, the funky arrest of Funkmeister George Clinton.
Oh, no.
Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They like whole, not whole. Don and Mike.
I hope this music doesn't get in the way of the guy in the lobby who's putting on a concert right now.
Some guy playing the guitar?
Yeah, you know, there's so many people that I don't know who work here. Everybody's got a posse, and I think he's in the Ron and Fez posse.
Right.
Anyway, I just walked out to go to the bathroom, and as I walked through the double doors out past the lobby, there's a guy with a wool cap sitting in the lobby like he's Mason freaking Williams. Playing classical gas. Anyway, whatever it is he's playing, you know, I gave my love. But, you know, whatever it is.
When you want to pull a little Belushi on him?
Yeah, the guy's just sitting
Belushi
there.
Belushi Vermanilow, you know what I'm saying? I get.
Like he's in a an art house, like a coffee house. Yeah. The guy just sitting in the lobby, and I walked by once to leave and tried to make eye contact, and he wouldn't. And then I came on the way back in. And try to make, again, he's just sitting there, you know, a true craftsman, an artiste, if you will.
And you wanted to break his guitar.
Sitting in the lobby of the station just out there, and Buzz, you heard him.
See, yeah, I did. I left a $5 bill.
It just struck me as weird, and I'm going to...
I think struck is the operative term.
I'm going to encourage Joe to bring his guitar in.
That's excellent.
And during the last hour of whatever is on before us...
Kind of makes you feel insignificant. You're down here doing a radio show, you walk out, there's a guy that's just in his own little world, you know. Go out on the street. Yeah, out on the street and do it. You know, pump.
You know, and I don't know who he is. Now, I know Dubs, and yeah, I know Alex, I know Hefe. I know a lot of their boys from the show.
A nice young man. I have forgotten his name if I knew it in the first place, but he plays well.
It's weird.
Is he playing well?
Yes. Yeah. It's kind of like having, you know, department stores have a piano player at Christmas. We have a guitar player.
Here is Joe Ardinger. Hi, Joe.
I believe he's new Rory.
Works for the show?
Yeah.
What's he doing out there?
He's jamming, man.
He's chilling before the show.
It's weird. Yeah. Weird, dude.
Well, we forbid it.
It's weird.
That's all there is to it.
Do it upstairs.
I'll have a word with him.
Do it upstairs.
There'll be a little something extra in your envelope.
You'll need a little something extra if you take that guitar.
Well, I don't know. We're losing. I remember when we used to be the quirky show. Now we're not the quirky show. Joe, you got to start taking your pills again at work.
Take your pills. Do something quirky.
You've become establishment, man.
Mm-hmm. I think so, dude.
Ouch.
I think you're right, man.
Joe, it's time to bring in your harmonicas.
I
be here at noon tomorrow.
Hi,
Don and Mike. This just in, as they say in the news biz, family representative for Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown says Brown is very apologetic about what happened and hopes his wife forgives him, end quote. A Fulton County police spokesman says Houston was slightly confused but not hysterical when she made the 911 call.
Slightly confused. Thing. If you want to see that, look at Mad TV and the way they used to do that. Oh, you know, and
hey, that
Deborah Wilson doesn't work there anymore.
That girl did the best Whitney Houston
and the best Oprah
the world.
They lost Deborah Wilson on the Mad TV. I think they did this year because I don't think she's in the cast this year. And it's really a disappointment. She was the best one on that show.
You know who they still have on Mad TV and they use in every skit? And I swear
that
I hate
guy,
him.
The goofy guy.
Well, no, the guy.
I hope
the Mike,
same one.
The
I...
Michael McDonald.
Right.
The
Stephanie
world...
Weir.
Yes.
Stephanie
girl.
Weir sucks.
Stephanie Weir just does that voice. And she's in the skit with the guy who does that voice. I don't want to go and see with my dad.
Right,
I want to go with you. And the two of them. Boy, it just makes you wish spousal abuse.
Oh, God.
It just makes you wish you were married to them. I like to go to the lobby, get that guy's guitar, and just bang them both over the head with it.
Wow.
I truly would.
After the altercation, Brown reportedly took off to California. But the family's rep says, quote, Brown is in Georgia. End quote.
Yeah, right. Well, what can Brown do for you?
Don't know
Brown.
What that means.
I have to ask him. What can you do for me?
And now, as promised, the arrest of Funkmeister George Clinton last week was funky. Police in Tallahassee, Florida, saw Clinton sitting in his car outside a convenience store at 2:00 in the morning. The officer says he saw Clinton holding a glass crack pipe, which he says Clinton tucked between the seats when the officer approached. When asked about it, Clinton admitted it was his pipe and that he had, quote, a little cocaine, end quote. So the 63-year-old recording artist now faces 5 years in prison. He's out on bail for now. But his lawyer says the arrest was the fruit of an illegal search and that the arrest report is inaccurate.
I just saw him in something
and
I forgot what it was.
So based on that arrest, Clinton's entering a plea of innocence.
Did you see him at Brady's?
No, I saw him in a commercial, I think.
I just threw a plug here.
You did. No, but it wouldn't surprise me because everybody's going there.
Where is it, Mike?
It's in Old Town Manassas.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
That's right. Come on out and see us.
Cher.
Maybe.
Cher says she's never hired an acting coach in her life until this latest Farrelly Brothers movie.
She should have started a couple of movies ago. I mean, I know she won the Oscar
she
and everything.
Did. Yeah.
But still... I mean, how tough was Mask? You know, you look at the kid with the face. That's not tough. That's not hard.
She was good in Moonstruck.
Yes.
Which she won the Academy Award.
She won an Academy Award for
yes,
that?
Yes,
she did.
On the Oscar.
I like Nicolas Cage in that, too.
Oh, yeah.
My hand! My hand!
He's great.
But after that, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, even in the Silkwood, she had a small part in that.
Very small role.
That she was okay.
Might have been her debut. Might have been her
I
debut.
Think so.
In Stuck on You, Cher plays herself, an idea that made her very uncomfortable at
Hi,
first.
Hi, this is Cher.
Hi.
And I never listened to Don Geronimo and Michael Merrill.
Hi, honey.
And yes, she has won an Oscar for playing someone else, but quoting Cher, I was worried if I was going to be able to play a diva. I'm not really like that.
I'm still troubled by the fact that Cher has had two or three farewell concerts,
mm-hmm.
and that every time I turn on TV,
mm-hmm.
they're selling the latest Cher, This Is It, My Final Ever Live Concert CD.
None of this would be happening if Sonny was still alive.
Yeah, that's right.
If she gives a great eulogy.
She does. Son.
That was a good career move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's where she bounced back.
Mm-hmm. Coincidence or not?
No.
Sonny skis into the tree.
Bam.
She's on CNN.
Uh-huh.
Suddenly, Cher is hot. Next thing you know, do you believe in love and love?
So she didn't think she could play a diva, but her acting coach told her, quote, just go for it and don't be afraid to be a miserable, horrible bitch, end quote.
I like Cher.
She says it was her most challenging role. I do, too.
I like to Cher.
I like Cher, and I would do her. If we were playing the Who Would You Eat game, I'd eat her.
If they were a cookie?
Yeah. If we were doing the Who Would You Eat game, can you think of anybody that's...
Like Cher diva status.
Comparable. To Cher... keeping in mind her age. Well, hold on. Here you go.
I'm trying to think of the age here. The similar age.
But see, a lot of them are fatter. Like, okay, hold on.
Cher or Chero.
Cher. But here's one for you. Fat divas,
uh-huh.
with no offense, because I just met her over the weekend. Bette Midler or Patti LaBelle? Who would you eat if they were cookies?
How did Patti LaBelle look?
Yeah, I haven't seen her lately.
Big? I do Patti LaBelle.
Eat. You'd eat Patti LaBelle?
If you were a cookie,
yes. Who would you eat, Buzz?
I guess Patti. Yeah, Patti LaBelle.
Robbie?
Love it.
Bet.
Yeah, I'd eat that, too.
Well,
of course, I just saw Patti.
Yeah, yeah. See, I didn't.
I just thought I had
the luxury of the difference.
There.
And you're looking at me like I've made a terrible mistake.
Yeah.
I think I did not have the advantage of seeing.
You might have an upset stomach. Although, listen, not that you wouldn't eat Alka-Seltzer after you ate Bette Midler if she was a cookie. I mean, you would have. You want to talk about acid reflux? You go. Where's that purple pill? You go. What did you just eat?
Yeah, and based on that thing you read yesterday, it cost $1 million.
God, Bette Midler. God, I got Bette Midler all over.
Oh, God. I need a lobster bib.
She was a cookie.
No price too high.
She was a cookie. Look, I got the icing all over me.
Oh, man. I hope you need a lobster pick.
While you're talking divas, can you put anyone against Aretha?
Aretha? Oh, now, that's hard because Aretha's really let herself go.
Yeah, I mean, Aretha and Patti LaBelle, it's a slam dunk.
Patti LaBelle. Yeah. You'd eat Patti LaBelle. If there were cookies, you'd eat Patti LaBelle before you would eat Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Star Jones?
Bette Midler, Barbara Streisand.
Bette Midler.
Bette Midler, absolutely.
Barbara.
Better hygiene. Better hygiene. I bet when you're getting right down to it, better hygiene from Bette Midler.
I'm 100%.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Necessary.
We'll see.
On that cookie.
Yeah.
That cookie.
Well, hygienic cookie.
Babs a little sloppier.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Not if you catch her on show night. Cookie.
Well, the annual list of most boring celebrities is out.
Ah, hear it. Now, Buzz, this is where I shine. Where did I show up this year? I always complain. I don't make the most beautiful list or the handsome
list. How many on the list, Buzz? There's no way. I only have the top six for you today.
Oh, then I got to be number seven.
Yeah, and I'm number eight. That's all they've released so far. The Boring Institute says it bases its list on folks who've burned out because of media overexposure. Well, that wouldn't be you.
Well, where's Bill O'Reilly?
Good point. They say they're saving former list member Michael Jackson for next year, you know, after the trial starts. But this year, basketball's Kobe Bryant tops the list, followed by accused wife killer Scott Peterson.
Well, now, neither one of those guys is boring.
But they've been in the news. I mean,
they're not boring.
Too much, according to these guys.
All right, overexposed.
That's how they determine it.
Should be the overexposed list.
You're right. It's poorly named. This year, Britney Spears gets number three. Make up your own joke, then Martha Stewart, Gray Davis, and Arnold Schwarzenegger round out the top six. The list is now in its
20th year. Gray Davis would probably be the only one on there that would be perfect for that list.
Yeah.
So boring. That's why he lost, because he was so boring.
Well, you know him for his genie pants and his 1990 song, You Can't Touch This.
Don't say it.
But former rapper Stanley Kirk Burrell became
Buzz.
A minister after leaving the music biz.
Thank you for not Good saying for that it used to be known as...
Yeah, I know. After that...
The Hammer.
You said it!
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Click.
After that, Stanley made an appearance on the WB's The Surreal
what?
Life.
Stanley is Hammer's man.
Oh, you said it again.
Oh, my God. Now they're not playing fair.
Click.
So he was on The Surreal Life, and that went over so well, the network signed him to do a sitcom based on his life after music. No word on whether the show will use his stage name, MC Hammer.
There it is. Click.
There it is.
Yeah. I think it's official. Everybody has set off the hammer alarm.
It is now.
Click.
Well, never mind whether it's a man or a woman. Hell hath no fury like a lover scorned. Justin Timberlake is bitter. He was performing at a private club in London this week and was apparently addressing former love Britney Spears when he said into the microphone, "Girls, if you ever look in the mirror and wonder, why did he leave me? You know why? Because you're crazy." End quote.
Well, that might be the first thing Justin Timberlake has ever said that made me think he might be an okay guy.
He's growing up.
Not just a pretty boy, like the Backstreet Boy, whose AJ, mom we had on today, is A.J. McClain.
Right. Well, and isn't Justin Timberlake, like, just getting it all over the place?
I think so, yeah.
But wasn't he supposed to be getting it on with the new and improved Joker products?
Cameron Diaz.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. True.
And,
very true.
I think before that, he was linked to...
Another hottie.
I think maybe it was Gwyneth Paltrow, but it must have been quick because Gwyneth Paltrow was knocked up from the guy in Coldplay.
Yeah,
right,
she just married him this week, as a matter of fact. Cyndi Lauper has been signed to headline the New Year's Eve festivities in Times Square this year.
If she was a cookie, I swear to Christ, I'd eat Cyndi Lauper.
I probably would, too.
Yeah,
absolutely. Even after the whole birthday debacle.
I would. I'd eat her based on those Dr. Pepper commercials. She looks more normal now than she did back. I mean, now let me just say this. If she was a cookie, back when she did the video with
Captain Lou Albano,
I wouldn't eat her then.
No, right. I've always liked her.
She looked like really like she just got out of a hot cab.
I like her fixed up. She's nice and fixed up.
That can be alluring.
Yeah.
Cyndi Lauper will sing as her face and lyrics appear on the NBC Astrovision screen so the crowd can sing along.
Astrovision.
Quoting Cyndi. Quoting Cyndi, I'm excited, of course, because all my life I've watched that ball go down. End quote.
Hey.
I just like the crowd.
Ooh, baby.
Shoot, I don't have time for this. I'll save it. Finally, they roam the streets of South Philadelphia, pounding their victims. They are gangs of youths pouncing on unsuspecting pedestrians.
Sabian, 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 Sabian.
Go get them, boys.
The gangs wear sneakers so their targets don't hear them coming. But even the grizzled veterans of the Philly cop shop are stumped.
They wear sneakers and members only jackets. And have their hair and facial hair done like Garth Brooks.
Police in the city of brotherly love have never heard of gangs like these before. These gangs never steal anything. They just pummel their victims senseless with oversized boxing gloves and then vanish into the night.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
That's weird.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. And you got to watch out for that gang in Philadelphia. The Sabians.
Yeah, the Sabians. But very, very dangerous.
Get that out.
But easily outwitted. Just very, very dumb.
All you have to do is throw a Metallica CD at them.
And that'll
boom. They fold like a cheap suit.
They're done.
That's it. Got to go. See you tomorrow with the all-new episode. We will really try to do better tomorrow. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
All right, now, be a deer.
Stay strong, Bobby.
PM.
Eaters.
When we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.